High snap. Goldenstein will get into it, and it's blocked. All right, a high snap. Goldenstein had trouble with that one. That was a low kick. That is blocked, so the PAT is no good. So with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter, we'll take a or actually the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 6, Hastings High 3.
All day, every day. It's Minichi Brothers' large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Minichi Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Minichi's other daily specials. Minichi Brothers, come join the family.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Adams Central now with a lead over Hastings High. 6-3 is the score. Goldenstein will kick off. He bounces it down along the ground. Fielded there by the Tigers. They bring it up to about the 35-yard line. Maybe the 36, that's where Hastings High will start. First down and 10 on their own 36. Other scores going on tonight. We've got, after one quarter, Sutton and Blue Hill. They are scoreless tonight. That game going on in Sutton. Hastings St. Cecilia opening their season. The Blue Hawks have a 13-0 lead over Kearney Catholic midway through the first quarter. That one going on at Duncan Field tonight. St. Cecilia will play at Blue Hill next Friday night. Adams Central with the lead now here over Hastings High. 6-3 is the score. Tigers back with the football. First down and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Brady Rutt still in there at quarterback, has got the ball as he bellies to the fullback, runs it himself across the 40, 45, into the open of the 50. Brady on his feet down to the 47-yard line. Brady Rutt finally knocked down on the play by Jake Fowler, but Brady is picking and choosing his steps there. Takes it across the midfield stripe. Takes it down to the Patriot 48 officially, and the Tigers have another first down.
Good job by Brady Rutt. I don't know if that was a busted play or not. It developed very quickly. He just kind of tucked it in between his right guard and center. Got into the Adams Central secondary, and then a good job, Rutt, we talked about, nearly 200 pounds, dragging a couple of Patriots with him, a gain of 14 yards, and Rutt with 39 yards on five carries here in the ball game. The Tigers now into Patriot territory.
James Hammack, your wide receiver, to the left. John Lainson comes to the right. Rutt backs up, throws it to the left side. That's caught out there by Hammack at the 45, 40, and he has run out of bounds down at the Adams Central 37-yard line. Jake Fowler again over there to make sure he doesn't go any further. He's knocked out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. And that's going to be a first down for Hastings High. Hastings already with what, five first downs?
Four downs.
All right.
But two consecutive first downs. One via the feet of Brady Rutt as he was able to pick up a nice gain. And that one there just to toss out the Hammack. Hammack with some good hands, able to rumble downfield, pick up 12 yards. So now the Tigers down to the Patriot 36-yard line, and we have a officials timeout. I believe we have some equipment problems for AC.
So it's Adams Central out on top, 6-3. We got that all squared away there on the defensive line. Now we're set to go. They've got the sticks down there at the Adams Central 36. The officials wind the clock, and we'll get ready to go here as Brady Rutt comes under center again. Wide receiver split to the right side, double wing formation. Austin Herringer in the backfield. Rutt looks over the defense, squats down, got the ball. Bellies to the fullback, pulls it out, grabs it, and goes around the left end across the 35, down to about the 32-yard line. So a pickup of about 4 yards or so on the play. Ryan Bender on the stop there for Adams Central defensively.
Mike, we look at first quarter numbers. Adams Central was able to outgain with that last big pass that they had at the end of the first quarter. But Adams Central unofficially 99 yards in that first quarter, 53 through the air and 46 on the ground, four first downs for the Patriots. The Tigers, 49 total yards, 11 through the air, 38 on the ground, two first downs, and the Tigers on the move now, second down and seven.
Two wide receivers split to the right side. Here's Rutt again. Option play, pitch back comes to Minky. Minky at the 30, spins, and he's knocked down at the 26-yard line. So Minky, well, let's see, the ball came loose down there, but the officials say it was blown dead. Adam Central signaling their way. The coaching staff signaling their way down here at the 27-yard line. And the officials, I don't think, agree, Jimmy. They're going to call for a measurement, matter of fact. So Now they're going to say, why did they take so long? Why did they take so long to make that call? All of a sudden, they signal Adam Central's way.
Well, and to the displeasure of the guys in the orange and black, they are all the way out to the hash. And Rick Rebarger is livid. He wants an explanation what happened. The ball was never securely handled by Brady Minkey as he went off the right side, and then he was hit by an Adam Central Patriot, and the ball was kind of loose in his hands all the way, but he landed on his rear. I thought the ball was down. Then a Patriot come in and picked it up out of his gut, and it's going to go by the way of the Patriots. It's going to stand. It's going to be first and 10. So the first fumble and the first turnover for Hastings High tonight.
Rick was lucky not to get a flag right there. He was all the way out to the hash mark. Normally you see the lottery at that point in time. So Adam Central has got the ball. Here's a handoff now on the reverse play to the near side. And being knocked out of bounds is going to be Jake Johnson. So Hastings High was on the move there, Jimmy, and then they commit the turnover. Tanner Jones over here knocking the Patriot ball carrier out of bounds. But again, Rick was red hot. He was out near the hash mark there for the Hastings High coaching staff. They took a long, long time to make that call.
Well, that's just it, and they didn't ever all get together and confer. It was the head official that just kind of held things up a little bit like he was tossing it around, maybe tossing a coin to see what way he wanted to rule on that. But, yeah, it took a long time. This officiating crew has missed several calls this evening already in this ball game, and now we've got all kinds of movement up front.
I think Adam Central jumped. I think the right guard or the right tackle jumped over there, Skyler Hunt or Kevin Holland. Draws the Hastings High Tigers offside. You know, the guy who had a good look at that last play was Coach Merck, standing down there on the Adam Central sideline to the 17-yard line. It happened right in front of him.
We'll have to ask him tomorrow as his Broncos. We travel on the road right away tomorrow to beautiful Sioux City, Iowa.
There's no better place to spend.
Oh, and I can't wait to be. Tomorrow night as the sun sets on the Missouri River.
Oh, yeah.
We will be able to be at Briarcliff. What a great facility.
Well, last time they stuck us on the roof.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be there. Thank goodness the weather looks good, though.
Second down, 12 yards to go. AC with the ball on their own 25-yard line. Overmiller wants to throw the ball. I think his arm was hit, and it's knocked down short here at the 40-yard line. Good pressure there again by Alex Keel. Got in there, got a piece of the arm of Matt Overmiller. The play was incomplete across the middle there. It's going to bring up a third down situation.
Boy, and I tell you what, Alex Keel is doing a tremendous job defensively tonight from his right side, coming to, from the backside of Matt Overmiller again, putting a big hit on him, and the pass went errantly down the middle of the field. So it's going to bring up a third down and 12. The ball on the Patriot 25-yard line, 7:35 left to go here in the first half.
6-3 is the score. Adam Central has got the lead. Here's a snap that goes through over Miller's hands out of the shotgun. Matt goes back and grabs it at the 5-yard line, eludes the man. He's at the 10, throws it. It's going to be caught out here at the 30, but still way short of a first down. Overmiller does a nice job avoiding disaster there. He gets the completed pass out to the 30-yard line. Tyler Rebarger in on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. Mitch Huffaker with a reception there, but Adam Central really goes down as a mistake. It's not going to show up on the stat chart there, but there is a mistake there on the Adam Central offense.
No, it's going to come up as a positive play. The pass to Huffaker goes for 3 yards, but that was scooting along the ground, and again, in a very experienced quarterback, Overmiller kept his cool and was able to complete it, but still short of the first down as AC will punt.
Nick Stein kicks the ball away here. We have penalty flags down as the ball is going to be down at about the 43-yard line.
Well, that was almost disaster for the Tigers. As
got a couple of guys.
Will Reimer back deep. He signaled for the fair catch, but he come running up on it. That was going to be disaster because there was four blue jerseys around there. And then Tanner Jones thought he wanted to touch the football. That was very fortunate. That didn't end up as a fumble. Now we've got two penalty flags here, and the officials again having troubles.
McCook has got the lead over the number one ranked Aurora Huskies tonight. 6-0 is the score earlier in that ball game.
Goodness, that one up in Aurora. McCook makes a long trip across state.
Creed has got a 6-0 lead in Omaha Scott early in the contest. Hastings St. Cecilia at last check leading the Kearney Catholic Stars 13-0 in their ball game over at Duncan Field. So the penalty is going to be an interference call, actually, on Adams Central.
Well, and I think that was probably the case as Will Reimer come up to field that punt. Again, there was four blue jerseys around him. He kind of run right into the coverage team for AC, and they were penalized. So they'll decline that. The Tigers will take over on their own 43, trailing 6-3 here in this ballgame.
All right, so Brady Rudd again with his troops down here. Handoff goes straight ahead to Austin Herringer, and he's not going to get very much. A couple of inches maybe. Runs into the interior of the Adams Central defense, and big Skyler Hunt. Hunt is every bit of 285 pounds. I was down on the field earlier. He's a big boy, 285 pounds, 6'5", and a senior for the Pats.
Well, he was a starting tackle last year for Bill Carlin as they made that run through the playoffs and did a nice job. And, boy, he moves real well for a guy that size.
So a gain of about a yard, maybe two in that last play. Second down, 8 yards to go. Hastings high with the ball as it approaches the 45-yard line. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. Menke goes in motion. Rutt, quarterback keeper around the left end, steps inside 45 and then breaks it outside near the sideline to the 48 where he is knocked down there by Jake Johnson for Adams Central. Both defenses playing extremely well here in this football game here tonight. Adams Central last week played very good defense out in Sydney. They allowed minus 14 yards rushing last week. They allowed 25 yards passing. Net offense last week for Sydney, 11 yards.
Well, 60 yards on the ground for Hastings High tonight. 23 through the air. Brady Rudd, by the way, 4 of 4 passing for 23 yards. Brady with 7 carries and 46 yards. Kind of just taking this team so far tonight on his shoulders.
All right, Rudd again. Bellies of the fullback, takes it upfield himself. 45 down to the 42-yard line where he runs into Jake Johnson again. For Brady Rudd, like a man on the mission here tonight. He's got another first down for the Tigers as he brings it across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. 5:15 to play here in the second quarter. 6-3 is the score. Adams Central out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight.
And again, Rutt with a nice gain right up the middle of the field there. 9 yards on that carry and enough for a fifth first down as they inch the ball deeper into Patriot territory down to the 42.
Maldonado, Lanson, your two wide receivers split to the left side. Rutt hands the ball away this time, busting through there for a yard or two. I think that was Herringer carrying the ball at that double wing formation. A couple of yard gain right up the pipe there down to the Adams Central 39-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down for Hastings High. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 39. 27-yard field goal for Tanner Jones to start off the scoring. A 3-yard run by Ryan Bender. That's the way we stand here in the second quarter. Each team has coughed it up a couple of times. Wide receivers left and right again. Double wing formation. Herringer, the one lone setback. Now they pitch the ball to Menke, who is going in motion. Menke 35-30, and he's knocked down there at the Adams Central 27-yard line. Again, Jake Johnson in the stop there for Adams Central, but not before Menke picks up a first down here for Hastings. So Menke seeing a little bit additional playing time here tonight. He was expected to maybe split some time with Tanner Jones, but we've seen a lot of Brady Menke in the ballgame here tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, good job on the outside. They run the stretch play to the left side, and just a quick pitch over there to Menke. Picks up 14 quick yards. We got a Hastings High timeout as they pick up another first down. They got the ball on the Patriot 26-yard line.
All right, we got a timeout, 4:11 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 6, Hastings High 3.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boar's Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boar's Floors is now your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Boar's Floors, Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back a at the Osborne Sports Complex. First down, 10 yards to go for Hastings High. They'd like to put a drive together to net some points here before halftime. They're trailing Adams Central by the score of 6-3. Tigers have the ball to Patriot 26-yard line. Man goes in motion. That's Lammers. Backing up is Brady Rutt. Eludes a couple of tacklers, and now he's going to be hitting. He's sacked. Back here at the 30-yard line. He is sacked for the first time here tonight. Getting through there, Brandon Hageman for Adams Central. The pocket was there, Jimmy, but you can't stand there all day. And finally, Hageman got in there and knocked it down.
Well, and that's just secondary coverage for that one there. Nobody opened downfield for Brady Rutt, and he just had to eat that one. The pocket started breaking down. You got the big defensive line for Adams Central pounding up front, and they were able to get through there. Bring Rutt down for a loss of nearly 3 yards. So second down and 12 here with 3:37 and counting left to go to half.
All right, Adams Central. They're on defense. Shows the four-man front. Here's Brady Rutt again. Bellies to the fullback and will run it himself. He takes it in between the left guard and the left tackle down to about the 25-yard line. Three or four blue shirts getting up as Rutt is knocked down right about the 25. Brady has run the ball several times here in the ball game tonight. You mentioned he may have been shaken up on the couple of plays ago as that timeout was called. And his, what, hand looked at over there?
Well, they looked at his right arm or right hand as he was taking that one carry that he picked up 14 yards. Jake Johnson hit him, but he kind of got his right arm pinned in there. But it appears that he's all right. They took a look at it, and Brady's back up under center. Third down and nine here for the Tigers.
Rutt's got the ball again on the option play. Stumps inside, goes to the 20, down to about the 15-yard line, and that's going to be like close to a first down, and it should be enough for a first down. The Tigers on the move here with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. As the officials have the ball down between the 15 and the 16, that should be enough for a first down, and now they're going to call for a measurement. Here's an update on a score. It is now the McCook Bison out on top of Aurora, 18-7. So McCook came to play here tonight. They're the fourth-ranked team. Aurora is number one in Class B. Wood River has got a 28-0 lead on Central City. That is at the end of the first quarter. They stretch out the chains. That's going to be enough for a first down. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Kearney Catholic 21-0. Blue Hill has a 10-0 lead over Sutton. That is in the second quarter.
Mike, 11 carries, 64 yards tonight for Brady Rutt. That is the Tigers' seventh first down, five here in the second quarter. With 2:43 left to go, the Tigers on the move again. They got the ball inside the red zone down at the Patriot 16-yard line.
Hammock, your wide receiver to the left. Mendy Maldonado, your wide receiver, to the right side. Austin Herringer in the backfield. And that double wing set here. Brady Rutt pitches the ball back. That's going to be Tanner Jones with the ball. Tanner fighting his way inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Skyler Hunt in on the stop there for Adams Central. So is that the first carry for Tanner tonight?
Yep, first carry tonight. As we mentioned in the pregame show, Tanner having a tough time last week holding on the football. One comes to mind late in the ballgame, a toss sweep to the left side. He fumbles it into the end zone, was able to get back up on top of it for a Tiger touchdown. But just a quick pitch off the right side here, a gain of nearly 2 yards, second down and eight. Tigers at the 14.
Lanes in now, your wide receiver to the left side as Rick Rebarger continues to shuffle those wide receivers. Here's Brady Rutt into the open, down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Still on his feet, he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Brady Rutt takes it in from 15 yards out, and the Tigers have the lead.
That was all Brady Rutt. We have talked about Rutt all night and his throwing ability, 4 of 4, 23 yards. Now with 12 carries and 89 yards on the ball game and a touchdown from 15 yards out, as Rutt just went right behind his left guard, was able to find a seam, get into the secondary, and he had Patriots clawing on his shoulders. Strong kid was able to drive into the end zone for a touchdown. So now Tanner Jones in for the point after with 1:51 left to go to half. The Tigers back on top.
All right, here comes the extra point. That baby is going to be blocked. That's going to be blocked, so the PATs have not been very good tonight. Adams Central missed one, and now Hastings High misses one. But the Tigers have the lead now here in the second quarter of play. We've seen a much improved Hastings High ball club here in the first two quarters.
Well, you change from black jerseys to white jerseys, and it's a whole new team because last week we didn't see any signs of this. The Tigers come to play, give the kids and the coaching staff a hand on the back because they have come to play tonight.
All right, we'll take a break. 1:51 to play second quarter. It's Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
While it's apparent that fall has fallen upon us, it should also be apparent that now's a great time to get your harvest trucks and RVs into Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair. A seasonal servicing at Pavelka's can add miles and save you dollars. Snowbirds flock to Pavelka's to get their RVs road ready. With a group of experienced technicians, the shop is equipped to handle everything your trucks, trailers, and recreational vehicles may need. The road to truck and trailer service leads to Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair, 1215 East J Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You know, Jimmy, the Tigers keep playing like this, they might want to sit on the opposite side of the field all the time.
I tell you what, we talked about it at the break there. I don't know what it is. They've switched jerseys. They wore all black last week and now being the so-called away team tonight, but wearing the white jerseys, they have come to play as they lead this ball game 9-6 with 1:51 left to go to half. This is a completely different ball club than we've seen last week.
This is a game. This is high school football at its best here tonight. Here comes the run up in the boot by Tanner Jones, end-over-end kick, and it's going to sail into the end zone. And Jake Fowler is going to grab that one, but he's about 8 yards deep in the end zone. So, again, nice kick there by Tanner Jones. And Hastings High will now come out on defense. Adams Central will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. A minute 51 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central so far tonight, what have they got? 53 yards passing, 56 yards passing.
56 yards passing and 58 yards on the ground. The Tigers with 135 tonight, 23 on the ground. But basically the whole half has been on the shoulders of Brady Rutt. He has played one tremendous ball game so far.
He wants that MVP award, huh? Here's a handoff now to Jake Fowler, busting his way across the 25 on his feet out to the 30-yard line. Was brought down there by Blaine Gatz. Gatz having a good ball game tonight for Hastings High as well. He got to start it. Defensive end tonight for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger also into the stop there for Hastings High defensively. But a pickup of 10 yards on the play there by Fowler. Minute 43 to play now. Adams Central will see if they're going to try to take the ball downfield here for some points before halftime. Adams Central lines up with a double tight end situation in the Maryland I formation, so it doesn't appear like AC will go to the end zone. Matt Overmiller rolls to his right. He stops. And now continues to roll, unloads downfield. It's going to be overthrown. Intended receiver down there was Jake Johnson at about the 48-yard line. Overthrown down there. The Tigers had some defenders back there. Matt Overmiller cannot thread the needle down there. It's an incomplete pass.
Boy, Overmiller had Nick Stein at about the 40-yard line wide open. And then as he pump fake, continued onto the far side of the field, Stein released and got past the secondary. As that ball was tipped, sometimes funny things happen. That could have been a disaster for the Tigers. But falls incomplete right in front of the Tiger bench. Patriots second down and 10 here. Ball on their own 30. 1:28 left to go here. Till half, the Tigers on top, 9-6.
Just watching the players out there. It doesn't look like Adams Central is playing with a whole lot of emotion out there tonight.
This looks like the Tigers of last week.
Yeah, Hastings High with a lot more emotion here in this first half. Of course, they've got the surprising 9-6 lead. Overmiller looks right, comes back left. The ball is caught here. Johnson with the ball out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Tackle is made by Austin Guidison, number 21. John Langton, number 81, over here for Hastings High. That's a pickup of about 11 yards on the play. They will move the sticks there. Minute and 15 seconds to play down the second quarter. Adams Central will huddle here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-6.
Plenty of time left here for Bill Carlin as he's just short passes out into the flats. Hastings High just trying to keep the receivers in front of them, but they're giving up some good gains here.
Overmiller's got the ball out of the shotgun, backs up. He's got time. Here comes some pressure. Overmiller's hit, and down it goes. Blaine Gatz again, number 50. Gatz is in there. Alex Keel is in there. Matt Overmiller is sacked for the second time tonight. He is knocked down at the 30-yard line. That was a loss of 11 yards on the play.
Big, big play by the Tiger defense. Two guys in white jerseys over there to bring down Overmiller as he had really no time to throw the football. He tried to roll to the right side, and he was brought down. So a big loss of 11 yards. We're inside 40 seconds now, and looks like Bill Carlin's just going to allow the clock to run out.
Michael Lindblad, your wide receiver to the left side. Jake Johnson will split to the left. Bender is in the backfield. Looks like there's a lot of confusion out there, and now Bender gets Bill Carlin to call the timeout with 25 seconds to go. 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break here. The score, Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and. The difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and import. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Second down, 21 yards to go. Overmiller fumbles the snap, picks it up, and then kind of throws it out here to Fowler. He gets away across the 35 to the 40 to the 43-yard line. So, again, ugly there. Overmiller fumbles the snap and then picks it up and then kind of two-hand underhands it out to his running back Fowler, and Fowler brings it all the way up here to about the 43.
Pretty good gain of 13 yards for a busted play. We got a timeout now with, now they got the clock going. Looks like going to be one shot for Bill Carlin here in the first half.
All right, we'll take another break with a score. Hastings High out on top of the Patriots. It's Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 11.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central with the ball on their own 43. Now they're gonna send three wide receivers out to the right side. So Bill Carlin going to take a crack at the end zone here. One wide receiver will come to the left. Matt Overmiller in the gun, backs up. He's going to throw the ball to the near side. He's going to be caught here, trying to get away, and he doesn't as he's knocked across the 50 down to the 49-yard line. That's Nick Stein on the receiving end of that pass from Overmiller. So they spread the field, Jimmy, with the four wide receivers, and then they come up short. We're down to 5.5 seconds to play now. Adams Central with the ball down here at the Hastings High 47. Now they're going to call the officials, going to call a timeout here for a measurement to the far side. So Bill Carlin will take this opportunity to talk with his quarterback here in Matt Overmiller. Adams Central has got one timeout left. Hastings High has got two. It's going to be either a first down or third and short. And they stretch out the chains. It's going to be a first down. That doesn't make too much difference. We got basically one play left here in the second quarter.
Well, pretty much. And we look at the Hastings High defense out there. Tyler Rebarger, he's going to drop way deep. He'll be your safety. He's going to be somewhere. Well, now he's moving up to the 30. But
yeah, come on back. He's up there at the Hanson corner.
Yeah.
6.5 or 5.5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central now with the ball at the Hastings High 49 with maybe a one shot here. Matt Overmiller backs up, sets. He throws the ball down the left sideline. Stein is out here, and it's tipped away at the last second. Stein was out here at the 10-yard line. The ball was tipped away at the last second by Brady Minke, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight. A lot of momentum on the side of the Hastings High Tigers as they head to their locker room down here to our left. At halftime, the score, Hastings High 9, the Adams Central Patriots 6. You're listening to High School Football.
Great coffee at Mountain Mud Espresso, serving their own secret blend of roasted beans, roasted over an oak wood fire. Mountain Mud takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Hot and cold espresso, chai and flavored teas, frozen flavored drinks such as strawberries and cream or cookies and cream, classic hot chocolates and more, using only top-of-the-line ingredients. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Amp Pride on Highway 6 in Baltimore and Amp Pride Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington. Mountain Mud Espresso, great coffee.
If you've got a car, truck, or van that won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair at 463-6731. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repair, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, brakes and exhaust work, and has full or self-serve gas pumps. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm, Hastings. A proud supporter of local and area athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Kind of a surprise here at halftime. Hastings High out on top of Adams Central, 9-6 at the break. Scoring in the ball game, Adams Central fumbled the ball in their first possession tonight, fumbled it at their own 29. Hastings High recovered, could not put it into the end zone, had to settle for a 27-yard field goal from Tanner Jones. So with 5:52 to play in the first quarter, Hastings High led Adams Central 3-0. Patriots got on the scoreboard on a 3-yard touchdown run from Ryan Bender. Point after touchdown was blocked. 9:26 to play in the second quarter. Adams Central led by a score of 6-3. And then just before halftime, 1:51 to play in the second period. Brady Rutt took it in from 14 yards out. The point after touchdown was blocked, and that's the way we stand here. Hastings High opening up some eyes here tonight. The Tigers with a 9-6 lead over the Patriots.
Well, and we've talked about it through the ball game, Mike. A completely different football team out here. As Hastings High has come out, they are fired up. They are ready to play. And last week, a complete difference. They come out very flat, a lot of mistakes, 8 fumbles, 2 interceptions. Let's wipe that away. This is a new Tiger ball club in their white away jerseys tonight. And they are putting on a show for this big-time crowd here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We look at some unofficial numbers. Adams Central in the first half. Overmiller, 5 of 8 passing, 75 yards. The Patriots have rushed it 19 times for 71 yards. 146 of total offense in the first half. 7 first downs for Adams Central. 27 offensive plays for Bill Carlin and his Pats in the first half. Leading ball carrier in the game, not a surprise here, Ryan Bender. The only surprise is the way they've kept him hemmed in tonight. 10 carries, 35 yards. And one touchdown, that coming from 3 yards out in the second quarter. Leading receiver for the Patriots, Mitch Huffager. 2 catches, 16 yards for the Patriots. On the side of Hastings High, Brady Rutt, we've talked about him all half, having a great half of football. 4 of 4 passing, 23 yards. The Tigers with 21 carries, 112 yards on the ground. So 134 of total offense for the Tigers, 7 first downs on 24 plays. We talked about Rutt's numbers again, 4 of 4 passing, 23 yards. He is your leading ball carrier at half in the ball game, 12 carries, 79 yards, and he has one touchdown, that coming late in the second quarter from 15 yards out. Other ball carriers to mention, Brady Minkey in the ball game with 3 carries and 27 yards. So Minkey coming in, seeing a little more playing time and doing a nice job. But boy, offensively and defensively, a whole different football team. They're getting a little bit of pass protection for Brady Rutt, but what I like about it, when Rutt has thrown the football, they're rolling him out of the pocket. But where he has been dangerous is between the center and guard, right side and left side. He just takes the snap and simply seams right up the middle, and he's getting into the secondary of the Adams Central Patriots, and he's picking up some nice gains. So Rick Rebarger and his Tigers with a lot of momentum as they lead this ballgame 9-6 at half. But remember, this is Bill Carlin, and Bill Carlin football, they get their hands on it. They'll make some adjustments. This is going to be a dandy, Mike, here in the second half.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Kearney Catholic at halftime. It is 35-0. McCook is surprising number one ranked Aurora tonight. 18-15 is the score there. In the second quarter, Donovan Trumbull is out on top of Twin River. The score is 7-0. Grand Island Senior High is leading Omaha Bryan tonight 28-0. We see Pleasanton with an 8-0 lead over Amherst. They are midway through the first quarter. Grand Island Northwest is leading Lexington at halftime. The score is 13-0. Sargent with a lead over Creek Valley tonight, 14-0 there. And Crete is out on top of Omaha Scott. The score is 12-0 in that ball game. At last check at the end of the first quarter, it was Wood River leading Central City by the score of 28-0. And Blue Hill has got the lead over Sutton in the second quarter of play. It is now Blue Hill 10 and Sutton nothing. Those are just some of the scores from around the area here tonight as we continue on what is actually the first week. This is week number one, actually, according to the Nebraska School Activities Association. Last week was week number zero in their sports calendar. This is week number one here, but we call it week number two.
Week number two.
Yeah,
we
worked last week.
That's exactly right. We did. A lot of guys had it off, and we get in the full swing of things now as we get ready to hear from head coach Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College Broncos. We travel to Sioux City, Iowa for a 6 o'clock kickoff with them tomorrow night, and looking forward to the Broncos season. A lot of high hopes around Bronco camp.
All right, we're going to take a one-minute timeout, then we'll check in with head coach Paul Merkowitz of the Hastings College Broncos. Again, our score at halftime, surprising a few folks out here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of Adams Central at halftime. Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42 or 48-inch mowing deck and a powerful 17.5 or 21-horsepower engine. Hustler's smooth-track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest-quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into play time. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos will start off their 2010 season tomorrow on the road. Hastings will be in Sioux City to take on Briar Cliff. And coach, welcome back. It's been a kind of a long 3 weeks here in 2 days and getting through 1 week of a regular practice, but I guess we're set to go, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm ready to play. We'll find out tomorrow if the guys are ready to play, but I think it has been a long, you know, you get 30 practices through a 3 week period of time pretty pleased with where we're at right now. I think we're ready to play. We're just going to find out once the speed of the game goes where we're at and how well we're executing. But our guys have been working pretty hard, and we've stayed, you know, pretty healthy. So, you know, just kind of looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be a tough one up there in Sioux City tomorrow.
You had some nagging injuries early in camp. That kind of set things back for you? Or?
It didn't. You know, I think it did for those guys, you know, and I think they're established players. You know, we're talking about, you know, Brinson Steinhauser. You know, Brinson's been an on-and-off starter and in our lineup for, you know, his entire career. You know, Indiana Jones has been a two-year starter for us. Zach Carlton, who's going to come in and replace one of our graduating corners, has gotten a lot of reps. You know, Brian Callen's been out a little bit. You know, so it's kind of – but it's guys that have been playing, so you hope that, you know, they're in pretty good shape. What it's done is it's enabled us to really solidify some of our depth at some of those positions and get some guys some quality reps. But, you know, you always kind of literally as a coach, you want to have – you're 11 guys out there all together playing together, and so tomorrow night will be the first time we'll put all 11 defensively at the same time that we have in 3 weeks.
Feel good about this team?
I do. You know, we're going to find out what kind of personality we have. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about 2010 is different than 2009, different people, and different people got to assume different roles. You know, we're going to see. I'm really curious to see where our energy level is at. I think if anything's been lacking, you know, there's been times where I think our energy level isn't exactly where it needs to be. And you know, it can be one of two things, you know, and my hope is it's the right one in terms of, you know, we're just kind of taking a business-like approach and we know what we're doing and we're ready to play. And hopefully, you know, when you kick the thing off and it's game time, you know, that light will kick in for a lot of our guys and our emotions will get into it and we'll start playing a little harder.
One thing that's different in 2010, it was not in 2009, is we have no McKenzie Hemji, Maurice Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
You've answered the question about 1,000 times during mm-hmm. the offseason, but how are the guys that's going to fill those roles?
I think we've done a pretty good job. And again, we'll see what the stat sheet looks like Saturday night because those two guys dominated it, you know. And I think you're going to see, my hope is you're going to see, you know, 4 and 5 guys with multiple, you know, 7 and 8 tackle performances instead of one guy with 15 or 16. I think you're going to see hopefully 3 receivers with 4 or 5 catches apiece, 3 tailbacks, you know, in the 70-80-yard range. And, you know, that's what the hope is with everything. And so we'll just kind of see. I think our guys are prepared for that, at least mentally. Now physically, are they ready to handle that challenge? We're going to find out.
We're a little bit more diversified, aren't we, offensively?
I think so. You know, I think when you've got, I felt good about, three or four receivers a year ago, but again, they were going to feed off of what Maurice was doing, and we put guys in backside situations because they knew that we were going to roll some coverage to Maurice and try to get some guys open. And the same thing in the backfield, doing different things. But now to have, I feel very, very comfortable with 5-6 receivers, feel very, very comfortable with 3 I-backs. To be honest with you, I feel good with a couple of quarterbacks as well. So, I mean, I like our the other element you have in there, I really like our tight end situation as well. So, more guys that can handle doing more things with the football is going to hopefully make us better. We just got to, get into a situation where we're picking up first downs, we're running more plays, and we can use more guys.
We've always joked with you the past couple of years about using your tight end. Is that something we'll see a little bit more of this year?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it, I think, over the last couple of years. We've had all-conference tight ends come through here. We didn't have that in the past. We had all-conference tackles playing tight end. But I think, we've used those guys and forced defenses to kind of do some things with them. Again, the more plays we're able to run, it sounds simple, but the more plays we're able to run, the more things we can do and the more people we can use. And so that's really, kind of how we're looking at it. We have our entire offense plus in. We've got more in right now than we had a year ago, just because we've been able to do more things with different guys, and it's more to keep them involved in what's going on and how we want to do things. And so I feel really comfortable with that, with the game plan we have going in. It's just a matter of executing it.
So a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball for Hastings defensively. This is a unit that turned the ball over 44 times last year, a season ago, and that was a big reason why we had so much success. Can you expect that again in 2010?
I don't know if we can expect it. We'd hope to see it happen, and it would be really nice, because I think if we can turn people over 44 times, we're playing well into November. But I think, again, it's different guys assuming different roles, and you're gonna announce some names probably Saturday night that you haven't announced before, and I think they're very good players. It's just a matter of how they fit into what we're doing. Our defensive philosophy has not changed from a year ago. We want to be simple in terms of what we're doing and what we're processing, but we want to be very difficult in what we're showing, and try to create as much confusion as we can for opposing quarterbacks, and hopefully put them in a situation where they're making mistakes, and then we can capitalize on those.
Hastings will take on Briarcliff in the season opener tomorrow. A couple of years ago, this would be a patsy game, Coach, but I don't think anymore. Briarcliff has really turned things around.
Yeah, they really have, you've seen it coming here over the last couple of years. Even though we played really well a year ago, they really kind of shot themselves in the foot early on, and by the end of the first quarter, we had pretty much control of what we wanted to get done. And so we're anticipating a lot different of a game tomorrow. In listening to Coach Ruthman and speaking in the preseason press conference, this is the breakout year for them, and I think this is in their mind a breakout game for them. And so we're expecting their best shot. It's going to be a four-quarter battle, and I think our guys are aware of that. And we're not the way we play and our philosophy of doing things isn't always the most exciting to watch, but we're going to try and really outwork people and win the line of scrimmage battle on both sides, and sometimes that takes four quarters to be able to pull that off. And so I anticipate a very tight game tomorrow night.
Shutting Briarcliff down last year, we absolutely stuffed the running game. In fact, they were minus yards at the end of the night rushing, but they threw the ball pretty well against us, and with our young secondary, that's got to be a concern.
Yeah, a little. I don't know if I'd say it's a concern. We do a lot of different things in the secondary, which I like. And so, it's not going to be just, two corners out there on an island by themselves. We're going to show them as many different looks as we can. We have, roughly about 7 or 8 different, coverage packages that we have in. And so the more looks we can give, the better off we're going to be. If we can handle the run game with the front three, we should be able to do the things we want to do in the secondary. It's when you have to take chances to be able to stop the run with 4 and 5 guys that maybe puts now guys on an island, and now you have a difficult matchup with even though we're athletic at 6 foot tall, you're going against a guy who's 6'3", and when you're 1-on-1, the ball's thrown in the right spot, you're going to have a heck of a time. So, I think if we can handle, like I said, the run game with 3 or 4, it allows us to do the things we want to do in coverage.
The quarterback that we saw last year against Hastings is not the one we're going to see tonight. It's rather tomorrow. It's going to be Lehi Tonga. He's the guy who took over about halfway through the season last year and played pretty well for the Chargers.
He did, and you know, we didn't really get a chance to see him until about 10 days ago when we got film, because we didn't really have any film much with them. And I knew Coach Rethman at the preseason press conference was very, very excited about this young man and his competition, and you can see. You know, he's a difference maker, and it's going to be the first of 10 quarterbacks that we're going to see that I think are all going to be difference makers. And so we've got to account for where he's at all the time in the run game. And like I said, if we can try to confuse as much as we can, you know, and our D-line be able to put pressure on, you know, hopefully that's going to put us in a position to turn them over.
This league has really developed it. We got a lot of good quarterbacks out there right now.
Like, yeah, I think at any level, wherever you're at, your quarterback is going to make you or break you, and it's just the way it is offensively, and the way the game of football is anymore. It's not you don't see a lot of 7-6 games anymore, you know, and so that guy's going to have to be able to make plays, not one play in a game, but 10 to 15 plays in a game, and if you don't have a guy back there that's familiar with your system and pretty athletic, at least in my opinion. You know, you're one-dimensional and easy to defend. And so, like I said, it's going to be 10 weeks of really good quarterbacks and you know, not a lot of sleepless nights for our defensive staff, myself as well. But I like our quarterbacks and the way that they make decisions and the things that they do. So we'll just kind of see how it all works out.
I would assume our plan has not changed from a year ago.
No, we're going to go five wide and we're going to throw it all over. No, we're going to... We need to be able to run the ball, but I think you may see us do some different things. We do have some different packages in with some play action and moving the quarterback around a little bit, you know. And then obviously we got to play very well defensively and try to create as many turnovers. And then, you know, the variable that we don't talk about, it has been kind of a mainstay in our program a year ago and has been very solid, is Ernesto Lacayo, great punter. Great field goal kicker, does a great job kicking off. And so to have that type of a player in your program certainly puts your defense and your offense in good positions. And so we're going to rely on him to have a big season as well.
We'll give him his due later on in the season, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping. You know, if we're talking about him, that means good things are going on. And so, but a special young man, like I said, we're going to count on him to do a lot of things.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That's Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Again, the Broncos will open up against Briarcliff. It'll be a night game up in Sioux City on Saturday. Pregame show begins at 5:15, kickoff at 6. Hastings and Briarcliff Saturday night right here on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Save $2,500 on a 2009 Dodge Nitro SLT White, only 32,000-plus miles. Save $2,000 on a 2009 Red Edge SEL all-wheel drive, only 39,000 miles. Many more to choose from at Kirsten's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Start the third quarter. It is 9-6. Hastings High with a lead over Adams Central. Hastings High will kick off. Adams Central will move from our right to our left. South and north here in quarter number three. Tanner Jones will get into the football here for Hastings High. He's drilled everything to the end zone so far. Here's the run-up and the boot. End-over-end kick this time, and it's going to fall down here at the 2-yard line. AC with a chance to return this one. That's Fowler with the ball, and across the 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27-yard line before he's wrapped up and spun down there by Matt Karloff on special teams for Hastings High. So Adams Central has got the ball first down and 10 on their own 28-yard line. So I think both teams played very well, Jimmy, defensively in the first two quarters of play. Both teams were able to move the ball. They had a couple of turnovers in the contest, and right now a defensive struggle at 9-6.
Yeah, Hastings High, one fumble. Adams Central, two fumbles in that first half. And Hastings High really playing, in just the second game of the season, by far the best half of football we've seen out of them.
Here's Bender with a ball, looks inside, bounces outside, 30, and he's blasted here at about the 33-yard line. Pick up of 3 yards on the play. Jordan Perez over here for the Hastings High Tigers. Perez, the cornerback on that left side, 5'9", 165, and a junior coming up to make the stop on Bender. So Bender, after rushing for 104 yards last week against Sydney, having a tough time here against the Hastings High defense tonight.
Yeah, Bender in the first half, 10 carries, 35 yards. We'll give him 4 yards on that carry. They're going to bring up second down to 6. The Tigers have done a very good job keeping Bender in check.
They got Hageman down to backfield along with Bender. The lineup in the I formation. Two tight ends. And here's a handoff to Nick Stein on a reverse play. 35, sheds a tackler at the 37 and brings it to the 40-yard line. Tyler Rehberger. And a stop there for the Hastings High Tigers coming up defensively to make the stop. As Stein brings the ball up to the 40-yard line, that's going to be a first down for the Pats.
And I think one thing that Rick Rehberger probably stressed in the locker room at halftime is that football games are four quarters. We have played two very good quarters so far, and they're going to have to come out here as Adams Central now has taken the football all the way out to the 40-and-a-half-yard line, and the first down here of the second half, they inch it out to the their own 41-yard line.
Michael Lindblad, your wide receiver to the right side. Matt Overmiller rolls to his right, unloads. The ball is going to be caught again, 45-50. Down to the Hastings High 45-yard line. Good block out there. I didn't catch the number. I'll tell you what, that was a nice play. Nice looking play there as they take the ball down to the Hastings High 45. Again, Tyler Rehberger getting the stop there for the Hastings High defense.
And a good crackback block as they were able to dump the ball off in the flats to Bender. He picks up 12 yards, another first down, and after he got the ball, good running downfield, run over a Tiger defender. They put the ball into Tiger territory, so now the Patriots getting a little momentum build up as they're at the 47-yard line with 10:26 to go here in the third quarter.
They've got the ball in Hastings High territory down here at the 47-yard line. Overmiller up under center, wide receivers left and right. Here's a handoff now to Fowler. Looks inside, bounces outside, 45. Fowler to the 40, on his feet to the 35. Breaks to the 30, he's at the 25. Still on his feet and spun down at the 22-yard line. Jake Fowler, nice run there. Brady Minkey finally pulls him down for Hastings High. But Jake Fowler, who did not have a... take that back. Fowler had five carries last week against Sydney for 28 yards. He picks up that and more there on that play as he brings it all the way down to the Hastings High 22.
23-yard gain and some nice running downfield as he was able to shift his direction a couple of different times, spin out of some would-be tacklers. I believe we got a Tiger shaking up here on the play. Yeah, we'll see a substitute come in. I believe the injured player for Hastings High is Blaine Gatz. He has had a great game for Rick Rehberger, but again, the Patriots on the move now. They inch it down to the Tiger 22-yard line.
Yeah, Jake Fowler shifted more gears there than my 62 Plymouth. All right, 10 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. 9-6 is the score. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Patriots on the move here. Fowler's going to get another call. Tries to bring it outside. He's at the 20, eludes the man, takes it to the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. Jake Fowler again. Dylan Haltmeyer into the stop for Hastings High defensively. So Jake Fowler getting a workout. It's not been Bender tonight. It's been Jake Fowler.
No. Sophomore, 5'10", 165. Fowler showing very shifty out there. Picks up another nearly 9 yards. We'll give him 85 yards on 7 carries here this evening. Nice bit of running by Fowler.
Now we got Bender. He's at the fullback position with Fowler behind him. Here's a Fowler again, and he's not going to have much room, but a second effort there. He gets a couple of yards, going to be close to another first down. He is knocked down there by Hastings High defensively. That's Casey Lammers in on the stop for Hastings. Again, Fowler on his second effort is going to get the first down for Adams Central as they take the ball down to the Hastings High 11-yard line. This is the opening series of the second half. Adams Central is taking the ball right downfield this time against the Hastings High defense. Now they're in the red zone. They got a first down and actually 10 yards to go. The ball is placed between the 10 and the 11-yard line.
Primarily everything on the ground here. This drive, 43 yards on the ground, 12 through the air. And they have got the ball down to the Tiger 11.
All right, you got Bender as the fullback. You've got Fowler as the tailback. There's a counter play. Fowler has got it. Hurdles his way across the 10 down to the 5-yard line. Like a flying trapeze there, Jimmy. Leaves his feet, and he was way in the air before he was knocked down. John Langston knocks him down there for... Hastings, I don't know if he was trying to hurl John or what.
I think he was. That's very dangerous. You throw your body into the air, you're going to end up with a lot of trouble.
You don't want to throw our bodies up in the air. I know that. We'd come down, it would be another big old splat.
Oh, no, that would not be good.
All right, but Fowler picks up a couple of yards on a play. We'll give him 4. Second down and 6. The ball just outside the 6-yard line for AC, working to the north end zone. Here's a handoff again to Jake. Looks inside. He's hemmed in. He hurls another man and takes it for a couple of yards off a right tackle. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Rehberger, who's playing on defense. Also, Alex Keel for the Hastings High defense. And now Adams Central will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 5 yards to go for the first down. They need about 5.5 yards for the touchdown.
Well, Fowler, they're going to bring him out with the crowd giving him a hand as they send Brandon Hageman into the ball game. The power package for Bill Carlin and the Pats here at third down and 4.
So Bender goes back now as the tailback. Hageman will line up as the fullback. Two tight ends on a third down situation here. Matt Overmiller hands the ball away to Bender, takes it off a left tackle, and he may have fumbled the football down there at about the 2-yard line. Big stack up, and Hastings High comes up with a football. Hastings High comes up with a football. Ryan Bender fumbles the ball at the 2-yard line of Hastings, and the Tigers have the ball.
Brandon Hageman leading Bender through the hole, made a great block on a Tiger linebacker, and I don't know where the defender come from, but was able to jar the ball loose out of Bender's hands. And boy, a big, big turnover again. That's the third fumble on the night for Adams Central. Hastings High has recovered all of them, and the Tigers, more importantly, keep the Patriots out of the end zone, nullify any points, and take over with 7:09 left to go here in the third quarter. What a change of events.
It is 9-6, Hastings with a lead, and now the Tigers' offense comes out. They've got the ball in their saddles of their own goalpost here as Bender fumbles the ball at the 2-yard line. So Hastings High comes out of their own 2, and just going straight ahead with the ball there is Brady Rutt. And Rutt, that's about all you can do down here. Just goes straight ahead, maybe 2 yards, maybe 3 out to the 5-yard line. So Hastings High now trying to just bang their way out here. Boy, that was a big momentum change there. Adams Central completely controlled the first couple of minutes of the third quarter. Jimmy just really jammed that ball right down the Hastings High Tigers defense throats, all the way down to the 2-yard line where they cough it up for the third time tonight.
They did, Mike. 7 carries, 49 yards, 1 reception of 12 yards, just took the ball right downfield, and then the error by Ryan Bender, and the Tigers come up with it 2nd down and 8.
Here's Brady Rutt, bellies to the fullback, takes it upfield himself. He brings it across the 10 out to about the 11-yard line. So a nice gain there by Brady Rutt. He's going to be very close to a first down. Brady nearing the 100-yard mark here in this ball game. Zach Hollister end of the stop there for the Adams Central defense. We're going to have several candidates tonight for our player of the game later on.
Oh, no. Tanner Jones. We'll have players of the game on both sides.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll have to meet with the selection committee.
That's exactly right.
Third down and a yard to go for Hastings High. They've got the ball on their own 10-yard line. Brady up under center, looks over the Adams Central defense. Long count. The fakes the ball. Nobody's going to hand it away to the fullback this time, and he's going to be stacked up. I think the Patriots held him right there. He only needed about a yard. I don't know if he got much push at all that time. Ball carrier there for Hastings High, I believe, was Austin Herringer. Yes, Herringer was the guy carrying the ball there for Hastings. He only needed about a yard, maybe a yard and a half, and they're going to bring in the chains off of the far side.
Going to be very, very close once they stretch him out. You talked about Brady Rutt's numbers. Unofficially, 14 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown thus far for Rutt in the ballgame.
They stretch out the chains, and he's going to be about 6-7 inches short. So now you're certainly not Coach Rick.
I can tell you I was around Rick a little bit in the summer and doesn't appear to be a gambling man, and, boy, you would not even – he's going to let everybody think he's thinking about it.
It is 4th down at about 7 inches to go.
But he might be.
The ball is down here at his own 11-yard line.
He is.
Are you kidding me?
He is going for it. This is an unbelievable call here, folks.
4th down and about 7 inches to go. The ball is at Hastings High's only 11-yard line. Rutt is going to go straight ahead. Push, push, push. And I think he's going to make it here. He only had to go, like we said, 6 or 7 inches. Are you kidding me? The next time I board the bus for Las Vegas, Rick Rebarger is the first guy I'm going to call.
They did. They give him the 1st down. The ball is spotted on their own 11-yard line. You are, with 5 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the third quarter, you're leading the ball game by 3, and you go for it on 4th down. Oh, goodness. Tigers get the 1st down. That's 1st down number 8. What a call. That is confidence in your offensive line.
Put that in our back of our memory bank here. We want to ask the coach about that one on the post game. Here's Rutt. Now he's going to hand the ball away. Nope, he's going to carry it himself. Brady does a good job faking the football. up to the center of the line to the fullback, and then Brady just followed that guy through there, and he brings that out across the 15, out to about the 16-yard line. So Hastings High on a fourth and less than a 1 yard to go from his own 11-yard line. They go for it to keep the drive alive, and more importantly, if you're a Hastings High fan, the clock is ticking away. We're down to 4 minutes to play already here in the third quarter. The Tigers have a 9-6 lead. Brady again up under center. Ball is on the far side. Hasher's a pitch back to Minky. Trying to get outside. Sheds one guy, but not the other two that came over here. As Brady tried to get to the sidelines, he was knocked down there. Ryan Bender, Jake Johnson, and on the stop for Adams Central.
That was actually Tanner Jones on the pitch, number 28, as he brought the ball towards the Patriot bench. And, yeah, no gain on the play here. Now the officials call for a timeout. Actually, we'll give him a couple of yards. Yeah, it took him a while to move the sticks.
We have a timeout here, or don't we? He signaled timeout.
The officials have not had the sharpest of games. Obviously, this is their first game.
Might have been.
We're in week two.
They're still on the week zero.
We are polished.
I wouldn't go that far. All right, what do we have here? We got a bunch of people standing around. The clock is stopped with 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Is this a timeout or not?
Oh, we got an injury.
All right, we got an injured player right in front of the Adams Central bench. All right, so an injured player in front of the Adams Central bench. We're going to get him off here.
That is Micah Lindblad. That would be a big loss for Bill Carlin, number 86, as they help him off. It was hard from our vantage point to see that. He was down in front of the sidelines for Adams Central. They get Lindblad off the field. Now the Tigers up the line of scrimmage. Third down to three here, ball on the 19.
All right, that's Jones going in motion. It's going to be Rutt running the option play off of the left side, and he's going to be knocked down right here at the 20-yard line. That's number 31 for Adams Central, Brandon Hageman, and on the stop there for the Patriot defense. That's going to bring up another fourth down situation. So now, Rick, what do? You're at fourth down at about 2 yards to go, and Rick says, I did it once, I'm not going to do it again. It's like when you're playing craps, isn't it, Jimmy? What's your roll, the big one? What's your roll, the big one? Can you do it twice?
Very difficult.
Very, very seldom.
I've watched it be done several times, but unfortunately, when I grab the bones, all I see is snake eyes.
It's never good. So Rick's going to put the ball away here on fourth down and 2 yards to go. He's got the ball on his own 20-yard line. Tanner Jones into the ball game. His last one was not very good. It traveled only 13 yards. Here's a kick. It's going to be low. It's going to be fielded here by Stein. He fumbles the ball, picks it back up, 39-yard line across the 40, 45, gets it to the 50, gets it to the Tiger 49-yard line. That ended up being a 40-yard kick. It was a low hanger, didn't have the height on it, and then Adams Central fumbles the football away down here. They pick her back up, and they eventually get it into Hastings High territory at the 50-yard line. Great football game here tonight. 9-6 is the score. The Tigers have the lead over the Patriots.
Boy, it is a dandy. And after last week's performance, you kind of wondered coming into this ball game. Adams Central rolled against Sydney. Hastings High was rolled against Schuyler. But coming in the ball game, Hastings High has really been prepared very good for this football game, and they have played a dandy of a game here this evening.
St. Cecilia now with a 42-0 lead. Obviously, the clock is running over at Duncan. 42-0, St. Cecilia with a lead over Kearney Catholic midway through the third quarter. Minden and Gothenburg, they are tied up at 14 points apiece. That game is at halftime. Adams Central back out here, trailing in the ball game, 9-6. Matt Overmiller hands the ball away. That's going to be Hageman sliding through there, 45-40. That's Jake Fowler. Fowler slides through there, down to about the 37-yard line. Matt Geiger into the stop for Hastings High defensively. So we're seeing a lot of Jake Fowler here tonight, the sophomore running back for head coach Bill Carlin. He'll be the next one in Bill's long list of great running backs out there at EC.
Oh, I know, but he's got some dandies in there. Hageman, a very big physical fullback, blocking in there. Bender is an outstanding product. And now you got a sophomore, Jake Fowler, not very big, but, boy, you don't need much of a seam for him. He's got some tremendous speed. He picks up 11 yards there. Fowler nearing the 100-yard mark here this evening.
He's now on the sideline, maybe cramping up a little bit in front of the Adams Central bench. So first down and 10, and now penalty flags flying. I think somebody may have jumped up front for EC. Fowler's down here right in front of the Adams Central bench, and the trainers immediately go over to him. They're working on his left leg, maybe cramping up a little bit down there.
Yeah, it appears that's what they're doing. They're working on that left leg. I believe it just cramps up. Actually, Fowler now over the 100-yard mark, 11 carries, 103 yards. Ryan Bender, we mentioned him, 11 carries and 39 yards here in the ball game. Brady Rutt nearing the 100-yard mark. Brady with 16 carries and 93 yards.
9-6 is the score. Hastings High has got the lead over Adams Central with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Patriots now with the ball, first down, 15 yards to go. They've got it at the Hastings High, 44. Overmiller has got it, hands it away on that little reverse play. Running the football, there's going to be Stein. He powers his way across the 40 down to about the 39-yard line. We'll give him 5 yards in the play. Dylan Holtmeyer, into the stop there for Hastings High. Also getting some help from Tyler Rebarger. Tyler's having a good ball game tonight defensively.
Yeah, Tyler last week coming in the ball game as a coach pulled Brady out of the game very late. Tyler with 4 carries and 86 yards in that ball game, really sparking some life in that late in the ball game. But doing a good job at that safety position, keeping Brady out of the football game and keeping the blows away from him.
All right, so second down, 10 yards to go now. Here's Matt Overmiller, wants to throw the ball. He does. It is caught out there. That's Bender with the ball at the 30, down the sideline, 25-20, and he's run out of bounds to the 15-yard line. Dylan Holtmeyer downfield again for Hastings High, but as a completed pass to Ryan Bender, not only is he a dangerous Jimmy running the football, but he's also a very good pass catcher. Ryan had one reception out there in Sydney last week. He catches one right there. It gives Adams Central a first down. They're going to spot the pig down here at about the 16-yard line, a first and 10 for the Patriots.
Boy, and Matt Overmiller just barely getting that that football off. Brady Minkey coming from the blind side again, got there about a second late and was able to bring Overmiller down, but he delivered the pass beautifully across the flats on the right side, a gain of 26 yards. The 12th first down as we're nearing the minute mark here in the third quarter. Patriots first and 10 at the 15.
All right, Matt's up under center. Matt Overmiller hands the ball away. Here's a reverse play. That's going to be Jake Johnson with the ball. Jake across the 15, breaks a couple of tacklers, and he takes it down to the 13-yard line. Jake Johnson, the ball carrier there for Adams Central. Tackle is made in there again by Tyler Rebarger for Hastings. You have a couple of yard gain that time for Jake Johnson now. Johnson, the 5'10", 165-pound senior, running out of that flanker position. Comes back on that little reverse play. Bill Carlin has used that play, time in and time out. Boy, how many times have we seen him run that, baby?
Oh, I tell you, that would be last year, Nate Arlt taking the handoff, doing a great job. He's gone. He's here on the campus of Hastings College. But a short gain, first and second down and 9 now.
Here's Overmiller. And now... somebody may have moved up front or somebody jumped offside. Hastings High had some movement defensively, and now that somebody jumped up front for Adams Central, we will see. The officials come in here to make the call. There it is. It's an offside call against Hastings. Offsides against Hastings. We're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central is trailing Hastings High tonight. High school football action, 9-6 is the score. But the Patriots have the ball in the red zone here. Now, remember the last time we were down here, on the first possession of the third quarter, Ryan Bender fumbled the football away down at the 2-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's going to be Nick Stein for Adams Central. Johnson's going to come to the left. You've got Hageman and Bender in the backfield. Bender gets the call off of right tackle, crashes his way forward for a couple of yards. He takes it down there to about the 5-yard line.
I think this is going to go on Adams Central. Yeah, that's the indication. I believe the left guard, Zach Hollister, getting an early start there. So he was flagged. That'll cost him 5 back the other direction here as we're down to 5.7 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Remember, he serves me correct. Adams Central had only a couple of penalties last week in their first ball game against Sydney.
I've got him for 2 tonight in the ball game. You know, one thing about it, looking at the numbers, Adams Central with over 110 yards of total offense in the football game. In the third quarter, Hastings High with only 17, but they've been able to play keep away and keep the football away from the Adams Central offense once they got that fumble. Your best defense is a good offense in keeping the ball away from the opponent's offense.
And now that's going to be the end of the third quarter. The Patriots will have to switch ends here. 3 quarters in the books. Nobody scores in quarter number 3 here tonight. High school football game of the week on 1230 KHAS. We go to the fourth and final quarter with a score. Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Well, 30 KHAS.
Another good ball game going on in Class B tonight. Aurora ranked number one, McCook ranked number four. Aurora has now come back to grab the lead over the Bison, 21-18. Good ball game there. Crete is leading Omaha Scott by a score of 26-0. Grand Island Senior High rolling past Omaha Bryan tonight, 42-0. Pleasanton leading Amherst, 20-0. Last check, it was Hastings St. Cecilia with a big lead, 42-0 midway through the third quarter over Kearney Catholic. 9-6 here. Adams Central trailing Hastings High. Patriots have the ball. Second down, 9 yards to go from the 14-yard line. Handoff goes to Bender, and Bender is going to be stopped at the 12. Alex Keel again on the stop for Hastings High. I will say this again, Jimmy. I'm just totally impressed by the Hastings High defense here tonight, night and day from what we saw last week.
Well, you look at Adams Central, a much more bigger line than what Skyler had. Skyler was blowing the Hastings High defense off the ball, opening up some big holes for their running backs. Tonight, that's not the case with a bigger, more physical line. The defensive front has done a tremendous job for Hastings High. And again, the guys flying to the football. We did not see that last week. Whenever somebody gets a hand on a football player for Adams Central, there is 4 and 5 jerseys around the ball carrier.
Third down and 7 yards to go now for the Patriots. They've got the ball at the Hastings High 12-yard line. Wide receivers left and right. Penalty flags down again. Penalty flags are down, and now what do we have?
Delay a game, Adams Central.
So another penalty on the Patriots. Now Bill Carlin is going to question that call here on the near sideline. Bill Carlin is out on the field here for Adams Central, and now he wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout. We will take a break. 11-11 to play in the football game. Now they're going to pick up that penalty flag. Adams Central evidently got the timeout called in time. So the penalty is wiped off of the board. Adams Central gets the timeout. We'll take a break. 11-11 to play in the game. Hastings High 9, Adams Central 6.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Adams Central has got a third down and 7 situation now. Brady Hoffman is now into the ball game as the eye back for Adams Central. Over Miller wants to throw. Here's a pass. It's going to be batted down at the 10-yard line. Getting his hands in there, John Lainson for Hastings High. So the pass is knocked down by Lainson, and now it's fourth down and 7 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball down here at the Hastings High, down here at the 12-yard line. Let's see, the kicker for Adams Central is Kyle Goldenstein. He has not attempted a field goal so far this year.
But this is one thing every time, every year we do Adams Central football. They really struggle in the kicking category, and this is where they would love to have one as they're faced with a 4th and 7 at the 12-yard line. No confidence in the kicker, so they line up in the Maryland eye. Here we go, 4th and 7.
From the Tiger 12-yard line with 11 minutes to play, Over Miller wants to throw. Rolls to his right. He's got time. He throws it back the other way. Contact made. It's knocked down at the goal line. Pass is intended out there for Bender at the goal line. That baby is knocked down there by the Tigers. Tanner Jones, number 28, our player of the game last week, comes up with another big play down here on a fourth down situation.
Big, big play. The flow of the play was coming to our sidelines. He was looking downfield deep in the end zone, but all alone he had Ryan Bender out on the left side, but Tanner Jones was hooked up to him like an old Mack truck, was able to jump up, bat the ball down, and the Tigers on a big fourth down play nullify any scoring opportunity for the Patriots. The Tigers will take over at their own 12-yard line with 10:58 left to go here in the ballgame, leading 9-6.
A little bit of contact between Tanner Jones and Bender out there right about the 1- or 2-yard line, but no penalty flag.
Rubbin's racing.
10 minutes and 58 seconds to play, and now Hastings with the ball. Here's a pass caught to the near side as Rutt comes to the near sideline, gets it to Mindy Maldonado, the 6'2", 175-pound senior for the Tigers. They move the ball from the 12-yard line out across the 15. They're going to mark the ball at the 19. We'll give them a pickup of 7 on the play. It's now second down and 3 yards to go. And now we got to watch the clock here, Jimmy. We're down to 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, and Hastings High has done a pretty good job tonight managing the football and moving it down, taking precious seconds off the clock. Brady Rutt, by the way, 5 of 5 passing, 30 yards.
Here's Rutt now into the open, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. He's on his way to the 40, 30, Rutt to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 81 yards, Brady Rutt.
And again, Brady Rutt right behind his right guard as he goes off in there. He gets a seam. He gets into the secondary. We talk about Rutt's speed. He's probably the second fastest player Hastings High has on the football team. Once he got into the opening, you could see him pull away at the 50, and the Tigers shocking the Patriots here at Lloyd Wilson Field. They go up 15-6, 10:41 left to go. Tanner Jones into the game for the point after, and the Tiger crowd on the far sideline going berserk.
They might want to sit over there for eternity.
This is
they might never leave.
Oh, this is night and day from last week, folks. If you weren't around, that was horrible. Tonight is a very good performance by the Tigers.
Here comes the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up there. The kick is good. Maybe the best performance we have seen out of Hastings High in a number of years here tonight.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there.
PAT is good. We've got 10 minutes and 41 seconds to play now. Here in the fourth quarter, the score, Hastings High 16, Adams Central 6.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers large, 16-inch, single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large, 16-inch, single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386, 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
1230 KHAS.
10 minutes, 41 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hastings High Tigers looking to pull one off here tonight. 16-6 over Adams Central. An 81-yard touchdown run by Brady Rutt. Well over. Boys,
well over.
Yeah, well over 100 yards.
Goodness, yeah.
He's there and two.
What a performance. 17 carries, 174 yards, two touchdowns, 5 of 5 passing, 30 yards. And in on several tackles defensively as Tanner Jones kicks this off.
That is high into the air, end-over-end kick, and it settles down at the Donovan corner. Boy, he's got nice legs. And that's a, you know, that's a weapon. Coach Burke always talks about it during the college ranks with Ernesto Lacayo. That's a good weapon to have.
Oh, Money's got a leg, and great article about him. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But, yeah, you've seen the one time there was not a touchback, Adams Central returned the ball out to about the 35-yard line. So instead of starting on the 20, they got a 15-yard gift. It's very important for Tanner Jones to get that into the end zone and to cause a touchback as Adams Central now tries to get something going offensively here. 10:41 left to go. The Tigers lead 16-6.
All right, Matt Overmiller, who can throw the football around a little bit. Not having a real great success here tonight, but has shown signs in the past year or so. He can do it. He's going to wind up again, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught out here at the 35-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Leaping into the air and grabbing that one was Michael Lindblad, who was shaken up earlier tonight. But Lindblad leaves his feet, grabs the ball there. A nice 16-yard gain. The Patriots move the sticks.
13th first down on the evening. That was the 13th pass attempt for Matt Overmiller this evening. We'll get his numbers here in just a minute for you.
Axtell is leading Elm Creek tonight in high school football, 31-0. Donovan Trumbull continues to lead Twin River tonight, 7-0. That's after three quarters. First down and 10 now for Adams Central from the 36-yard line. Play action pass. Overmiller winds up. He's got a man out here. He makes the catch at the 30-yard line to the 25 to the 23-yard line. Making the catch out there, Nick Stein. Jordan Perez makes the stop for Hastings High. A big gainer for Matt Overmiller as he threads the needle, and the Patriots are in Tiger territory.
40-yard gain, and again, you can't let receivers like that behind you, and Stein showing his speed as he gets behind the receivers or the defenders, and Matt Overmiller with a good arm, a nice spiral, throws a downfield, 40-yard gain, 14th first down, ball down to the Tiger 28, 10-07, and counting here in the ballgame.
16-6 is the score, whale of a ball game here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High trying to hang on, Adams Central trying to come back in this ballgame. First and 10 from the Hastings High 28-yard line, wide receivers left and right. Here's a handoff. They're going to give it away to Fowler. Fowler sweeps right side. He's across the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. John Layton in on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. Also getting a hand in there was Eric Smith, number 69. So a pickup from the 24 down to about the 19. We'll give him 5 yards on the play. Second down and five now for the Patriots.
Fowler now with 12 carries, 106 yards. So a nice performance for the sophomore. On the running back stable of Bill Carlin, we talked about Bender carrying the load last week. He's kind of had a rugged go of things tonight. 11 carries, 39 yards, and a couple of fumbles in the ballgame.
Stein, your wide receiver to the left side. That's Jake Johnson in the slot off to the left side. Backs to the I formation. Overmiller wants to throw. Look out. Here comes the pressure. He unloads the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the 11-yard line. Pass is complete down to the 11-yard line. Out there for Adams Central grabbing the ball was Nick Stein. Austin Gideson making the stop right there, but Nick Stein hauls in the pass there for the Patriots. It's another first down. Adams Central is taking the ball right down the field following the 81-yard touchdown from Brady Rutt. So it's now a first down and 10. The ball is at about the 12-yard line of Hastings.
Just figuring up Stein's numbers, 84 yards on four receptions. That big one, a 40-yarder, a couple of plays earlier, but a nice pickup and a first down. That gain of 6 yards, and now the Patriots at the Tiger 12.
It's Overmiller in the shotgun, play action. Here's a throw to the near side. It's going to be caught again. That's Nick Stein down here at the Hastings High 6-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Perez again, number 16. So Adams Central has now got the ball down here at the Hastings High 5. This has been a nice drive behind the senior quarterback, Matt Overmiller.
Well, and unlike Adams Central, they have really had a tough time tonight on the ground. The Hastings High defense has done a great job against the rushing attack of the Patriots. But now Matt Overmiller starting to warm up here in the fourth quarter. He is 4 of 6 passing, 68 yards, and he inches the ball inside the Tiger 10. They'll spot it at the 6-yard line.
Stein, your wide receiver to the right. Michael Lindblad, your wide receiver to the left side. Overmiller is in the gun, hands the ball away to Bender, right up the pipe across the 5, down to the 3-yard line. Bender is knocked down in the play. Tackle is made in there by Trenton Hallmeyer now, number 77. Hallmeyer, a big boy, too. They list him at 6 foot, 200 pounds and a junior, but looks a lot bigger than that for the Hastings High defense. We're down to 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High 16, Adams Central 6. For the Patriots inside the red zone, knocking on touchdown door. They've got it down here at the Hastings High, 3-yard line. Third down and a yard to go for the first down. Overmiller hands the ball away to Fowler. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Jake Fowler takes it in from 3 yards out. And it is now 16-12 in favor of the Tigers.
Jake Fowler now 13 carries, 109 yards, a touchdown. And we talked about it in the pregame show. The big right guard, Skyler Hunt, 285. Kevin Holham, 235. Right tackle, they open up a nice seam. And Jake Fowler takes it in from 3 yards out. Now Matt Overmiller gets the play from Bill Carlin, and they will go for two as they trail here by 4 in the football game.
So it's 16-12. Bill Carlin goes for 2 points here. Kind of an interesting move. Michael Lindblad, wide receiver to the left side. Going to the right is going to be Jake Johnson. Backs in the I formation. Overmiller going for the two-point conversion here following the touchdown. Overmiller waits. He's got this snap, brings it back here. That's going to be Bender. Looks inside. Bounces outside. And did he get there? He did not. Nope, that was Jake Fowler carrying the ball. Fowler carrying the ball. Jared Nelson makes the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. So the two-point conversion, Fowler trying to bounce into the outside. The two-point conversion was no good. 7 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 16, Adams Central 12.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Whether on the road or in the field, Auto Glass Experts are the experts in glass repair and replacement, commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke and Brent Borderstrauss, will come to you with mobile service. Call 402-463-0025. Jeff and Brent have more than 25 years combined experience. They make it so easy on you. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings, 463-0025.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings, safe to say, has beaten Kearney Catholic tonight 42-0. That score is final over at Duncan Field. You're listening to high school football here on 1230 KHAS. Yeah, you're hearing right. Hastings High with a lead over Adams Central tonight, 16-12. 7 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's the kickoff. It dies down here to the 12-yard line. Picked up there. Hastings High will bring it back. That's going to be... That Jones returning the ball there for Hastings High. He brings it across the 20. No, that's going to be Rosin. Rosin brings it out to the 22, and that's where Hastings High will start. Now, if you're a Tiger fan, you've got to look for a ball control type of drive here. Take some time off of the clock. If you're an Adams Central fan, you've got to be looking at a three and out here to give your offense another crack at things with still plenty of time out there.
Well, if you're defense, you got to be keying on one individual, and that's Brady Rudd. He has run wild on the Patriot defense tonight, 174 yards. He just had coming off that 81-yard touchdown run he had against the Patriot defense. He has carried the load tonight, and he will be up under center here. 7:22 left to go in the ballgame. Tigers lead 16-12.
Maldonado, Hammock, your two wide receivers split to the right side. Brady with the ball, and he bellies to the fullback, and now he takes it upfield himself. The Patriots waiting for him this time. He brings it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Ryan Bender in on the tackle there for Adams Central. So just a short pickup, but the clock is going to tick away. It's Adams Central with a couple of timeouts left. Hastings High has still got all three of theirs left here in this ballgame.
Well, and a good gain, nearly 5 yards for Brady. Boy, that's a play I don't think we've seen last week, was just that quick hitter right between center and guard, and Brady's done a great job hitting it. He picked up nearly five there, second down and six, ball out to the 27.
Two wide receivers again to the right side. The ball is on the near side hash mark. Menke goes in motion. Here's Rutt, wants to run the quarterback keeper, pitches the ball away. It is loose out there at the 24-yard line. And I think Brady got back on top of it. That was not a very good pitch there by the quarterback, Brady Rutt. It was going back to Brady Menke, the trailing back there, as they were running it to the far side of the field, and that pitch was nowhere close to Brady's hands.
No, that was a great angle from our vantage point, and Brady was not anywhere close. He should have just kept that and tucked it up. He was almost over to the numbers when he tried to make that pitch to Minky. He was not going to pick up any yards. You got to be very careful. Now you're faced with a third down and nine situation at the 24-yard line.
All right. Rutt has got a wide receiver split to the left side. Big play here for Hastings High. Rutt's going to carry the ball himself across the 25 to the 26, 27, and Hastings goes three plays and out. The Tigers go three plays and out, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Clock is running. Hastings High will punt the football away, leading in the ball game by a score of 16-12. And dropping back deep for Adams Central is going to be Jake Fowler, number 11. Also going back there for the Patriots is going to be Jake Johnson.
Mike, and that's one thing, the old cliche, mistakes and turnovers, and that fumble really cost the Tigers. They only had 6 yards to go. Brady picks that six up there on that play. Very costly fumble they had in there. Tanner Jones in the punt.
Tanner looking for a big kick here. He gets it away. Good high kick. Coming over here, grabbing the ball, is going to be Jake Johnson at the 25. He's back to the 30. Jake's at the 35-yard line to the 40. Into the open 45. Jake breaks her outside to the 50, and he's caught here. brought down at the Hastings High 49-yard line by Tanner Jones. He makes the stop. That was a kick of 46 yards.
And a return into Hastings High territory. The punter, Tanner Jones, saving the day against some sloppy tackling on special teams as Johnson was able to split the seam, break a couple of tackles right at the horse's head there at midfield, and then Tanner Jones was able to grab a hold of Jake Johnson's ankles and bring him down, but a nice return. Now the Patriots set up in good field position at the Tiger 49, 5:06 left to go. Patriots trail by four.
All right, so the last time they had the ball, they took it right down the field. In fact, they took it the length of the field against the Hastings High Tiger defense. Now Matt Overmiller comes back out for Adams Central. He's going to be in the gun. Wide receivers left and right. Jake Johnson in the slot to the right side. Handoff goes to Bender. Two hands on the ball. Breaks outside 50, 45. Crashes his way down to the 43-yard line. A pickup of 6 yards on a play for Ryan Bender, who's had kind of a rough night here tonight. James Hammack getting the stop there for Hastings High. 4 minutes, 50 seconds to play, fourth quarter. Hastings 16, Adams Central 12.
Boy, and you don't think the butterflies are floating on that far sidelines as Hastings High has played a tremendous ball game through 3.5 quarters. They give up the long drive on this previous set of downs, and Adams Central is able to take it in to score. And now the Tigers on defense, the ball at the Tiger 43, second and four for the Patriots.
Look out for play action here. They're going to run Ryan Bender a couple of times, and then they'll go play action. Here's Matt Overmiller. Here's a play action here. He's looking deep. He's got a man out here. There's a throw downfield just over his head at the 11-yard line. Nick Stein was out here. He had a step on his man, Tyler Rebarger and Tanner Jones, back there defensively for Hastings. Nick got behind him, but Overmiller overthrows him. It was just off of his fingertips at the 11-yard line.
Boy, and two Adams Central receivers in the same area, Jake Johnson and also Nick Stein, as Overmiller just kind of hung onto the ball and waited as the receivers kind of run a little hook pattern out here at about the 30, and then he unloaded the ball downfield, and that nearly was disaster for the Tigers as that was just past the outstretched hands of Stein. 4:15, clock stop, fourth quarter. Tigers lead 16-12. It's third and four for the Patriots.
All right, Overmiller from the gun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Overmiller with the ball, backs up. Here comes the pressure. Overmiller unloads. The ball is incomplete. Pass attempted for Jake Johnson down there. Right at the first down stakes at about the 38 or 39-yard line. And now with 4:10 to play, Adams Central will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down, 4 yards to go from the Hastings High 43-yard line.
And Bill Carlin sends the play in with Matt Overmiller. They will go for it. This very well could be the ball game here. Fourth and four, Adams Central. The ball is on the Tiger 43-yard line. 4:10 to go. This may be the ballgame.
Look at the fans on the far side. The Tiger fans are going berserk. And now the Adams Central fans come to the feet here on the near sideline. Fourth down, 4 yards to go from the Hastings High 43-yard line. Overmiller from the shotgun. Wide receivers all over the place. Fourth down. Here's a fake to Bender. Overmiller's got the ball. He's at the 40-yard line. He stretches out there. He gets it to about the 38 or the 39. Going to be very close. The ball came loose, but they say the ball hit off of the ground. And that's going to be very close to a first down. The Patriots say they have it. The officials have not singled yet. And from our angle, it looks like they're going to have it. That's going to be close enough for a measurement. So on a fourth and four, Matt Overmiller scrambles with the ball and dives at the last second, Jimmy. He dives at the last second to get to the first down stakes. And here's the all-important measurement. As they bring the chains in from the far sideline, that is a first down for the Patriots.
That is the most important 16th first down that Matt Overmiller has achieved in his career, as he was able to lunge forward just barely pick up the first down, and they will spot it down at the 43-yard line. A little bit of time clicked off. Actually, it's going to be the 38-yard line with 4:02 left to go in the ballgame.
All right, clock is going to run now. The Patriots have two timeouts remaining. Hastings High with all three. We're under 4 minutes to go. The Patriots need a touchdown to win. They're trailing by four. 16-12, Overmiller in the gun. Penalty flags down.
Patrick Opperman was a yard deep in the Adams Central backfield on the far sidelines. This is going to be a huge mistake for the Tigers.
So a 5-yard penalty marched off against Hastings High, an offside call. That shouldn't happen clear on that side
no,
of the field.
No, Opperman is right in front of his teammates, and no one was waving him back. I could see it from my vantage. He was a good yard and a half, 2 yards into the Patriot backfield.
All right, so an easy 5 yards there. That'll bring the ball down to the Hastings High 33-and-a-half-yard line. First down and 5 with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Whale of a ball game here tonight to get off our second week of the high school football season here tonight. Nobody expected this after what we saw last week. First down and 5 from the Hastings High 33-yard line. Overmiller from the shotgun backs up. Here comes the pressure. Overmiller steps up, gets away. Overmiller at the 35. He's at the 30. Breaks outside to the 25. Leans forward to the 24. He stays in bounds. He was looking to get out of bounds there, but he stays in bounds. Dylan Haltmeyer into the stop for the Hastings High Tigers. But that's going to be a first down. They will move the stakes so the clock is stopped when they get the first down markers situated on the far sideline. We're down to 3:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. 16-12. Hastings High with the lead. The Patriots have the ball now at the Hastings High 24-yard line.
Well, like Brady Rudd has done for the Hastings High Tigers, he has just put them on his shoulders. Matt Overmiller late in this ballgame doing all he can as he lunges forward, picks up another important first down.
First down 10 from the 24. Overmiller, play action pass, throws it near side. The ball is caught again. 15 down to the 10-yard line and run out of bounds. Nick Stein. Nick Stein makes the reception. Jordan Perez back here in coverage for Hastings High, but the Adams Central Patriots on the move now. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play. And now if you're the Hastings High coaching staff over there, you got to get your offense together. You might have some time left on the clock here. But Adams Central gets into the end zone to take the ball downfield for a potential game-winning shot here. You got to get your offense organized at this point in time. First down and 10 yards to go.
Matt Overmiller, 6 of 9 here in the fourth quarter, 82 yards. Stein on fire receiving the football. That was another 14-yard gain and the 18th first down for the Patriots.
All right, here's Overmiller again from the gun. High snap, brings it down. It's now into the hands of Bender. Breaks outside to the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Bender takes it in from 11 yards out, and the Patriots have the lead.
Well, you can't keep a giant sleeping too long. Ryan Bender has had a very tough evening against this Tiger defense. Coming into that carry there, 11 carries, 37 yards, a couple of fumbles. But we're going to add 11 yards to that total and a nice touchdown run. Good bit of blocking by the Adams Central line as they got Bender out on the edge and was able to pick up the big touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. And now we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do. They lead this ballgame 18-16.
You really got to go for two, I think, here, Jimmy. That would make a 20-16 ball game that really take Tanner Jones out of the ball game. The Hastings High kicker, that's very, very good.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a lot of range, and they wouldn't have to get very far into Patriot territory to give Tanner a chance at winning this ball game. So this is a big, big down here for the Tigers.
Yeah, they're going to go with a two-point conversion here. Adams Central is now leading by the score of 18-16. Now Bill Carlin wants to have a... Bill Carlin wants to talk things over one more time. He's going to call a timeout. We'll take a break. Right along with him, the score now is Adams Central 18, Hastings High 16.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bill Carlin thought about it. Now he's going to go for a one-pointer, one point after touchdown. Goldenstein into the ball game now. Kyle Goldenstein, 4 out of 6 on extra points. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is up there. It is no good. It is no good. They missed the extra point.
Well, we talked about a big down coming on the two-point conversion. Bill Carlin changes his mind, elects to go to kick it to try to make it a three-point game. He misses. And now the Tigers, all they have to do is drive, I don't know what Tanner's range in. He's got some range. But Tigers left with a chance here as they trail 18-16.
All right, we'll take a break. 2:51 to play in the ball game. The score, Adams Central 18, Hastings 16.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
While it's apparent that fall has fallen upon us, it should also be apparent that now's a great time to get your harvest trucks and RVs into Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair. A seasonal servicing at Pavelka's can add miles and save you dollars. Snowbirds flock to Pavelka's to get their RVs road ready. With a group of experienced technicians, the shop is equipped to handle everything your trucks, trailers, and recreational vehicles may need. The road to truck and trailer service leads to Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair, 1215 East J Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the ball game. Adams Central 18, Hastings High 16. Goldenstein into the football now for AC. He's going to kick it off to the far side, and the ball is a mishandled back there. Bouncing around the 5-yard line, finally going to be picked up there by Hastings High and returned out to the 10 and run out of bounds. That was Rosin bringing the ball back there for Hastings High, but a mistake there on special teams a little bit, Jimmy. Matt Overmiller finally on the stop. The ball got through there. It was kind of kicked to the far side, and Rosin let it bounce over there, and then the ball got away from him. Rosin had to go back inside his 5-yard line to grab it, and then had to take it up to about the 10 where he was stopped there.
Yeah, and if Rosin was able to field that ball on the fly, it would have been up around the 15, 16-yard line. They would have got a lot better field position. Instead, they're faced with the ball on their own 10-yard line, 2:49 left to go here in the ballgame.
18-16, Adams Central has got the lead. Hastings High with a very good field goal kicker, and Tanner Jones, that would win it. Here's a Brady Rutt on the option play to the far side, and Rutt takes it from the 10 out to about the 13. That's not what Hastings needs right now. The clock is running at the 2:35 mark. Ryan Bender makes the stop there for Hastings High, or rather for Adams Central.
Well, one thing we've seen in last week's ball game was Rutt throwing the football a lot better than he did last year. He threw for 133 yards last week against Schuyler. So don't be surprised. Rick's going to have to try to throw the football downfield with 220 and counting here in the football game.
Hastings High with three timeouts left. Here's Brady Rutt. Wants to throw. Backs up. Throws it to the far side. The ball. Is it picked off over there? Is it picked off? Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. It's picked off. And it's picked off by the Patriots by number 16, Brady Hoffman. Hoffman gets the interception. Brady Rutt throws the pick. And with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play, the Patriots have the ball.
Boy, and a big mistake. Brady Rutt, 5 of 5 passing coming into that pass there. Just tried to float it to the sidelines right in front of the Tiger bench. And a great defensive play. Rick Rebarger wants an explanation. He thought there should have been a flag. But, boy, Brady Rutt has just had this team on his shoulders all night long. And he makes one mistake with 2:10 left to go in the football game. And this is pretty much in the books here with the Adams Central offense out on the field with the ball at the 22-yard line. 2:10 left to go.
Now, Hastings High can stop the clock here. They've got three timeouts left. 18-16, Adams Central out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. Patriots looking to go to 2-0 after this one. Overmiller hands the ball away. With it is going to be Jake Fowler. Fowler wants to stay in bounds, and he does, and he gets it to the 18-yard line. Penalty flags are down. Our spotter sees a holding call, and that's the case, a holding call in Adams Central. You don't want to make these mistakes down here. Hastings St. Cecilia has beaten Kearney Catholic tonight 42-0. That's a final score. A reminder, when we wrap up here, we'll get back to the scoreboard show, back at the radio station, get you all the scores. By the way, we understand there's going to be a photo gallery of tonight's game online at www.hastingslink.com. So shortly after the ball game tonight, you can go home and check all the pictures out of this ball game here tonight. A little special feature of hastingslink.com. So a minute and 58 seconds to play. They're going to decline the penalty, so they'll take the down. It's going to bring up a second down in about a 7 situation, only a pickup of 3 on that last play. So Hastings High does not want Adams Central to run another play and run some more time off of the clock, so they will decline that penalty. We're down to a minute and 55 seconds to go. Second down and 7. Adams Central with the ball now at the Hastings High 19-yard line. And Bill Collins going to milk the clock here.
How many times have we seen this to an Adams Central football games with that Rolex that Bill Carlin wears? He watches it very closely, and just at the time before the official throws a delay of the game penalty, he will signal to Matt Overmiller, but he signals for a timeout here.
Is it a Rolex or a Timex? We get those confused sometimes. Anyway, we got a timeout here now for Adams Central. We'll take a break. It's the Patriots 18, the Tigers 16.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and. The difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and import. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central runs a play here. They go to Jake Fowler, and Fowler is going to be stacked up in the backfield, a loss of several yards on the play, and immediately Hastings High jumps in there and calls a timeout. Several seconds ran off of the clock there. We're down to a minute and 32 seconds to go.
I was going to say Eric Smith, number 69, in on the tackle to bring the running back down to Fowler, and then as soon as that happened, Coach Rebarger signals for the timeout. The official's blowing the whistle, but, yeah, there was 3 or 4 seconds click off the clock.
We'll take another break. The score, it is Adams Central 18, Hastings High 16.
If you've got a car, truck, or van that won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair at 463-6731. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repair, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, brakes and exhaust work, and has full or self-serve gas pumps. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 4 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm, Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area athletics.
Great coffee at Mountain Mud Espresso, serving their own secret blend of roasted beans, roasted over an oak wood fire. Mountain Mud takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Hot and cold espresso, chai and flavored teas, frozen flavored drinks such as strawberries and cream or cookies and cream, classic hot chocolates and more, using only top-of-the-line ingredients. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Amp Pride on Highway 6 in Baltimore and Amp Pride Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington. Mountain Mud Espresso, great coffee.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Adams Central just goes straight ahead again to Ryan Bender. He crashes his way for a couple of yards, but now Adams Central looking at a fourth down and 11 situation. The ball is at the Hastings High 24-yard line, and again the Tigers call a timeout here. That is their final timeout of the ball game. So let's take another quick break here. Adams Central hanging on. It's the Patriots 18, the Tigers 16.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42 or 48-inch mowing deck and a powerful 17.5 or 21-horsepower engine. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into play time. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and my spotter tonight, Tim Frank, in the booth with us. As we're enjoying a dandy here tonight. Boy, this got to be the game of the week so far, at least, if not the year.
I tell you what, yeah, this has been a really dandy after last week's performance, and then for Hastings High to come in here against the mighty Adams Central Patriots after their destruction of Sydney last week. They have really played a whale of a ball game, and no matter who comes out on top in this ball game, it has been a dandy here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
Now they want to add 6 seconds to the clock, and naturally the guys that are running the clock are not familiar with the operations here at Lloyd Wilson Field. And now we got 12 minutes and 60 seconds showing on the clock.
They had 46 minutes up there here just a little bit ago.
So time is clicking down, and an extended timeout here as they're going to add 6 seconds to the clock. 1:26 it's showing right now, and now they're going to go ahead and go anyway. All right, so it's going to be fourth down and 11. The ball is at the 20-yard line of Hastings High. Overmiller wants to throw, backs up. He throws the ball into the end zone. Caught, touchdown. The game is over. Nick Stein grabs the ball on the reception there. It's a 20-yard touchdown pass. It goes from Overmiller to Nick Stein, and the Patriots tack on six more.
Boy, and what great protection by the Adams Central offensive line as Overmiller bought all the time that he could. Stein has put on an absolute clinic catching the football tonight. It was just a down-and-in pattern right to the back of the end zone. The ball was beautifully thrown. The defender was toast, and Adams Central will put this one in the books. What a whale of a ball game here in Hastings tonight.
Matt Overmiller was 4 of 7 throwing the football last week against Sydney. Of course, they didn't need his arm last week. I'll tell you what, Matt, both quarterbacks, Jimmy, have played extremely well in this ball game tonight. Goldenstein is back into the ball game to attempt the point after touchdown.
Overmiller on the evening, 215 yards through the air. 102 of those here in the fourth quarter.
Wow. So now we got a penalty. Barstoff against Adams Central. The Patriots have scored again. It's now 24-16. The halftime score was 9-6 in favor of Hastings High. Nobody scored in the third quarter. I'll tell you what, we've had a flurry of activity here in quarter number four. Now Goldenstein will attempt a point after here from the 15-yard line. It will amount to a 25-yard extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the PAT is no good. So the point after touchdown is no good. 1 minute and 17 seconds to play now in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 24, Hastings High 16.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boar's Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boar's Floors is now your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667. Boar's Floors, Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
The Adams Central Patriots now with a lead over the Hastings High Tigers. It is 24-16 here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We got Kyle Goldenstein going to tee up the ball here at the 40s. He's going to kick the ball away. This is a kind of a shanker off of the left side. It bounces at the 28-yard line. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings High will get good field position here.
That's the one the Tigers needed, the kickoff prior to the one where Jake Rosin made the error down there deep. But, boy, I tell you what, the fans have been treated to a dandy. They have been on the edge of their seats up until about 4 minutes to go in this ballgame. It has been a dandy.
Blue Hill had a 12-0 lead over Sutton tonight. Sutton comes back to score two touchdowns to make it 14-12. Blue Hill gets a last-second field goal to beat Sutton tonight 15-14.
Wow.
We'll see Hastings St. Cecilia playing Blue Hill next week. Aurora is going to take on the Adams Central Patriots.
Ooh.
Next Friday night. Hastings High will be on the road at Holdridge. Last check, it was Aurora and McCook having quite a battle here tonight. And Aurora has now gone out on top of McCook by the score of 36-18. Here's Brady Rutt with the ball. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. So Aurora, after trailing early, is now out on top of McCook by the score of 36-18. Donovan Trumbull has won tonight. They beat Twin River by the score of 14-2. I was hung out on my Tribune predictions on the Donovan Trumbull Twin River game. I was all by myself. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm the only loser on that game.
Yeah, you're pretty sharp.
My prognostications are not off to a good start. Here's Brady Rutt going to throw it to the far side. It's going to be caught, but we got a penalty flag down. We're down to a minute and 5 seconds to play now. The team that Adams Central beat last week, Sydney, they are trailing Wheatland, Wyoming tonight at halftime, 19-7. Boy, you play out there in the Panhandle, you go to every state possible to grab games.
Yeah, you travel quite a ways around. You talked about Adams Central Aurora matchup. Unless you've been living under a rock the last couple of years, Randy Hubert and Bill Carlin, their troops have put on some pretty good performances. One comes to mind in the Class B semifinals last year up at Aurora. We were able to do that football game, and they've when they square off, it's a Donnybrook.
Yeah, Aurora was the only team to beat Adams Central last year. Beat them twice in the playoffs and once in the regular season. You and I did both of those games.
Yeah.
I remember one of them. It was cold. It was cold.
I dug up some pictures from last year, and, we had about every bit of clothing and stocking hats and gloves that we could get on. We couldn't write, our numbers are never right anyway, so what's the matter?
We were on the top of the press box with the wind blowing.
Yeah.
Penalty against Hastings High for a hold. Second down, 25 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 20. Rutt backs up. He's got time. Look out. Here comes the pressure. He's hit it. Down he goes. First sack of the night for the Adams Central defense. They knock down Brady Rutt back here at the 10-yard line. Hageman gets the sack there for the Adams Central defense. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game, also our coaches' post-game show. Then Blaine Bulis and the other guy, Tyson Avronik, will be around for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up tonight. Under a minute to play in this one. Adams Central the lead, 24-16. Third down, 33 yards to go. Here's a pass that's going to be incomplete. And again, the Patriots getting pressure. That's Hageman in there again, number 31 for the Patriots. Knocks down Brady Rutt.
Well, the Tigers are going to go to 0-2, but I tell you what, they have nothing to hang their heads on. We did the game last week, and that was a horrendous performance. Night and day difference. The Tigers came to play tonight. Great adjustments, great team effort, and they have nothing to feel ashamed about. They played a whale of a ball game tonight.
Now Brady Rutt checks himself out here on fourth down and 33 yards to go with the ball on the 12-yard line. He may be shaken up over there for the Tigers. Looks like they're looking at his wrist or his arm, and now Tyler Rebarger comes in with 23 seconds to play. So Brady Rutt now on the sidelines for Hastings High. They looked at with his possible arm or wrist injury. Tyler Rebarger has got the ball, rolls right. He holds it, throws it downfield. It's going to be picked off. Picked off out here at the 42-yard line with 19 seconds to go. So it is picked off out here. Boy, that's Brady Hoffman again. He gets his second pick. Brady Hoffman picked off a pass at the 210 mark of the fourth quarter at the Adams Central, or at the 22-yard line of Hastings High. And then the Patriots put the last touchdown on the board there to give him some breathing room, and now he comes back with another pick here. Tyler Rebarger into the ball game, throws the interception there for Hastings High on a fourth down and long situation, and this ball game is going to be over. 13 seconds to go. Adams Central needs to run one more play. I guess the concern now would be on Brady Rutt on the far sideline, who took himself out there on the fourth down situation. He goes to the sideline.
Yeah, that would not be a good loss. That would be absolutely huge loss for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll try to get the glasses on him and get an update.
Now Overmiller just goes back and takes a knee, and the ball game is going to be over. Your final score is going to be Adams Central 24, the Hastings High Tigers 16. But this was a whale of a football game here tonight. The Patriots come back from a 9-6 halftime deficit. They put together a push in the fourth quarter, scoring on touchdown runs of 3 yards, also of 11 yards, and a 20-yard touchdown pass as the Patriots come back to knock off the Hastings High Tigers. Here tonight, the final score, Adams Central 24, Hastings High 16. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Whale of a high school football game here tonight, won by Adams Central as they knock off Hastings High. Final score of 24-16. Check the scoring in the first of all here tonight. Adams Central fumbles the ball in their opening possession tonight. Hastings High takes over at the 29-yard line. Could not stick it into the end zone. Had to settle for a 27-yard field goal from Tanner Jones. Hastings High goes out on top 3-0. Then in the second quarter, a 3-yard touchdown run from Ryan Bender at the 9:26 mark. The point after touchdown blocked. Adams Central had the lead 6-3. Hastings High scores just before halftime on a 14-yard touchdown run from Brady Rutt. Point after touchdown blocked. 9-6 to score at halftime. First possession of the second half, Adams Central takes the ball right down the field. But Ryan Bender fumbles at the 2-yard line, recovered by Hastings High. Tigers bring the ball out. They had a 4th-and-1. On their own 11-yard line, Hastings went for it with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. They get the first down, but their drive stalled on their next couple of plays. Had to punt the football away. Adams Central then took the ball down to the 12-yard line of Hastings High early in the fourth quarter, but failed on a fourth down play there. Hastings High took over. And then Brady Rutt got loose on an 81-yard touchdown run. Point after touchdown was good. Hastings High jumped down to a 10-point lead at 16-6. But the Patriots were not done. Next series of plays for the Patriots, Jake Fowler took it in from 3 yards out. The 2-point conversion was no good. 7:28 to play in the fourth quarter. It was 16-12 Hastings. The Tigers go 3 plays and out on their next series. Adams Central gets the ball back at the Hastings 49. They put together a drive. Ryan Bender caps it off with an 11-yard touchdown. The point after touchdown was no good. Adams Central took an 18-16 lead. And then Brady Hoffman intercepts a pass for Adams Central at the 22-yard line. A couple of plays later, on a 4th-and-11 situation, Matt Overmiller throws a 20-yard touchdown pass to Nick Stein. The point after touchdown, no good. That's the way the ball game ends tonight. The Adams Central Patriots win over Hastings High tonight by a score of 24-16.
Well, the only thing you can say to explain this is it was a dandy, as both teams having a meeting out on the football field. Good things out of the Hastings High Tigers tonight. I think the coaching staff should be extremely pleased with the effort that their team came out and put on the field tonight. And Bill Carlin, his team, just doing what they do, just poised as they go down the stretch and able to get in there and take the win from the Hastings High Tigers. Unofficially this evening for Adams Central, Matt Overmiller, 13 of 20 passing, 215 yards in the ball game. Adams Central carried it 40 times for 180 yards, so 395 of total offense for Adams Central in the ballgame, 18 first downs. Individual leaders in the ballgame, Ryan Bender, 17 carries, 61 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The other big player in the backfield, Jake Fowler, the sophomore, 14 carries and 111 yards. The big receiver on the night, he whittled the Tiger defense. Number 22, Nick Stein, 7 receptions, 120 yards on the evening. We look at Hastings High for the night. Brady Rutt, 5 of 9 passing, 30 yards. The Tigers rushed it 33 times for 208 yards, so 238 of total offense and 7 first downs in the ballgame. And looking at the numbers, there was one guy that stood out tonight, Mike, and he just kind of carried this football team on his shoulders. Brady Rutt, as we said, 5 of 9, 30 yards, 22 carries, 177 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That individual played a whale of a ball game, but unfortunately they come up a little bit short. But what a performance here. They had the fans on the edge of their seats the whole night. A good job by both teams.
All right, Adams Central wins it tonight, 24-16 over Hastings High. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Whether on the road or in the field, Auto Glass Experts are the experts in glass repair and replacement, commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke and Brent Borderstrauss, will come to you with mobile service. Call 402-463-0025. Jeff and Brent have more than 25 years combined experience. They make it so easy on you. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings, 463-0025.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Save $2,500 on a 2009 Dodge Nitro SLT White, only 32,000-plus miles. Save $2,000 on a 2009 Red Edge SEL all-wheel drive, only 39,000 miles. Many more to choose from at Kirsten's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirstensautocorner.com.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Again, it's Adam Central winning over Hastings High tonight. Final score of 24-16. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Boy, just a lot of candidates on both sides of the ball. We'll name one for Hastings High. We'll name one for the Adam Central Patriots. We'll come back and do that right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, the player of the game for the Hastings High Tigers tonight will be the quarterback, Brady Rutt. Rutt, 5 out of 9, throwing the ball tonight for 30 yards, but he did the damage running the pig around. 22 carries, 177 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Brady Rutt will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings High. For the Adams Central Patriots, their quarterback, Matt Overmiller, 13 out of 20, throwing the ball tonight for 215 yards. He also had 14 carries, 102 yards rushing, so the two quarterbacks, Brady Rutt and Matt Overmiller, will be our players of the game tonight as the Adams Central Patriots beat Hastings High by a score of 24-16. Stick around. We'll talk to the coaches next. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, Hastings High drops this one here tonight to Adams Central. Final score, 24-16. Hastings High head coach Rick Rehbarger joins us. And Coach Jimmy and I talked throughout the broadcast night and day from what we saw a week ago. How'd you turn things around this week?
Well, I think our boys were disappointed in their effort last weekend. And you know, we, as I mentioned in your pregame show, it wasn't a pleasant night on the films on Sunday. We challenged our boys to pick up their play in physical play, to play their techniques better, and you know, we got a little bit more physical with them in practice, and we challenged them a little bit more in practice, and you know, that's just a sign of the type of kids we have. They have pride, and they're competitors, and You know, I said all year before we even played that game against Schuyler that we're a better football team than we played on Friday night against Schuyler, and I'm just proud of our young men, and I'm proud of our coaching staff for getting the boys to forget what happened last Friday, put it behind you, and come out and play this game like it was meant to be played, with some heart and passion, and then 48 minutes of effort and assignment, and all the things that we consider our pillars of our program. And we challenged them to do it, and they did it tonight. And, you know, this game could have went either way. It was a good ball game, and you got to give your hats off to the Adams Central Patriots and Coach Carlin and his staff. They did a terrific job with their kids. And we needed to make plays there in the fourth quarter. We needed to pick up that first down. I felt like if we could have got that first down, you know, we might have been able to turn the field position a little bit better. And maybe that's my fault, getting a little concerned with the play calling, but I just felt like Brady was having a good game running the football, and we kind of stuck with him a little bit. And maybe we just went to the wishing well one too many times. But I'm proud of our young men, and if they play like this the rest of the season, we're gonna be a good football team, and we're gonna win some ball games. So, you know, we gotta go and ice up, watch films, and there's mistakes made out here, obviously, and we'll get better at those things, and put this one behind us on Sunday, and get ready for the Holdridge Dusters.
Coach, we looked at the game last week against Schuyler. As Mike said, night and day difference. We look at things offensively tonight, and boy, you don't have to look too far. A guy that really just kind of took the troops on his shoulders and really carried things. Brady Rutt throws for 30 yards, rushes for 177 yards and a couple of touchdowns. That 81-yard touchdown run, Brady really showing his speed. Boy, just a much improved Brady Rutt. And a lot better job by the offensive line, I thought, tonight.
Well, that's Brady Rutt. I mean, his line's getting better. And if his line keeps continuing to do what they're doing, that's what Brady's capable of. And those are the things we see in practice all the time. And, you know, I'm just happy for Brady that he got a chance to display his talents out here tonight. He's a hard-nosed kid. A lot of those runs were tough. You got a kid size of Brady with the speed he's got and explosion he's got. You got to find ways to get the ball in his hands. And I thought he did a good job with reading his midline tonight. And you know, and I'm just proud of him. I'm proud of the offensive line. And those big runs don't happen unless you got receivers downfield blocking. And I'm just proud of our team. It was a total team effort, and then we just came up short. You know, that last pass play. I know we had a kid hanging off of Over Miller's feet. And it was either set back and let them try to get a first down and pound it down their throats, or let's try to make something happen in our own fate. And we tried that, and you know, unsuccessfully. But I thought Coach Odegren did a fantastic job getting his defense ready for this game. And he doesn't get a lot of credit. He works very hard. We gave him some different fronts, some different looks. And I'm just proud of my staff, and I'm proud of these young men, and I'm proud of the effort that they gave us today.
Coach, talking about the fourth quarter, why was Adams Central able to open things up there in that fourth quarter?
Well, it was a throwing game. You know, that's really what it was. And then they come out in the second half and started utilizing their counter a little bit more. It took our guards, our linebackers were having difficulties reading their guards. They weren't, you know, they were, I think, when we go back and watch the film, we're going to find their heads were in the backfield a little bit. But I thought they knuckled down there in the third, and then the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and were playing the run pretty well. And then, you know, he just went to the throwing game, and that's what, you know, ultimately that's what got us a little bit. Okay. And that, you know, that's a credit to Over Miller and his receivers.
Okay, Coach, good show here tonight. Came up a little short. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's Rick Rebarger, the head coach for Hastings High. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, we've heard the comments from Rick Rebarger and now Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin joins us here. And, Coach, too many more games like that, you're going to lose the one or two hairs you have in your head.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I think you got to give it wads. I thought Hastings kids really showed up and played really hard early. We fumbled the ball two or three times that first half and kind of threw a little gas on their fire, and they just kept it going. And that was disappointing for me. The one thing on our team that I thought, you know, we didn't do very well was hang on the ball the first half. And then we played with just no emotion, and I thought that was really evident. We were fortunate to catch a little fire after Brady broke that big run and scored, because we got a couple pass plays, got a little emotion on our sideline and stuff, and that really actually lifted us when we came back and got that touchdown, got back within striking distance.
Coach, offensively, talk about your veteran quarterback, Matt Overmiller, in there again, taking the snaps for you again this year after starting his junior season. 14 carries, 102 yards. He throws for 215, really guided the team downfield. The second half, I think he kind of put the troops, like Brady did tonight for Hastings, high on his shoulders and kind of led them downfield.
Yeah, I really thought both quarterbacks stepped up really well tonight. You know, they're different type of quarterbacks, and the fact that, you know, Brady's such a good option runner, and Matt threw the ball really well tonight, I thought. And our receivers made some nice catches, and Nick Stein showed his abilities and talents. And we did a little better job protecting the second half. I changed up some of our protection and kept our tight end in a little more often, and I think that helped give Matt a little more time to throw.
Is that what opened up the passing game, especially in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think a little bit. And then I think it helped that we got our running game going coming out the second half a little bit. We were trying to run a lot of power at them, and their defensive ends were whipping our people across from us, and we weren't able to get anything going. So we came back at halftime and decided to try to kick them out, and we ran more counter stuff and pulled our guard and tried to kick them outside and run inside of it, and that seemed to help us some. And then, just getting some things going. The first half, we were just kind of helter-skelter, and every time we just about get some momentum our side, we fumbled it.
Coach, I want to know what you do out there to get the stable of running backs you have had for as long as we have been doing games together. We go back a few years, Kevin Linneman.
Boy, a long list.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Beamer last year, and you got to Ryan Bender this year. But, boy, a guy emerges tonight, Jake Fowler, a sophomore. He rushes for 111 yards and really spurs you on. He's got a lot of moves and a lot of speed out there for a sophomore.
He's a good ball player. We really miss Kyle Cutterford tonight. He's our starting fullback, starting middle linebacker, and that caused us to do some shuffling at fullback, and we tried some different people there, but we ended up having to go back to Ryan Bender back there, who was our fullback last year, and I gave the ball to Jake, and Jake did a good job of taking advantage of it. He's a very shifty runner. He's got very quick feet. He's patient, yet, but when he hits the hole, he hits it hard.
All right, what do you got on the schedule next week, Coach?
Yeah, I don't even remember who we play. I think we got somebody up in Aurora coming down our way. The defending state champions has got a two-time defending state champs. Has got about a, I don't know how many game winning streak going, but a very, very, very talented team. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did tonight or else to even make a ball game. So we got to go back to the drawing board, and I hope our kids will come back focused on Monday. I hope they enjoy tonight. And come back on Monday and play hard.
You remember that team, huh?
Yeah.
We will let you know, Coach, they about got upended tonight. Yeah. They did come back to beat McCook late in the ball game, but they were trailing for the most part of that football game.
Yeah, they probably got woke up, and then they'll be wide awake come next Friday night. So maybe there were two teams that got woke up. But anyhow, you know, I just got to congratulate, you know, our kids on not dropping their heads and quitting. You know, it had been real easy to quit when Brady broke that long run and just give up the ship. But I think it was really key that we came back and we had to unveil a different part of our offense to get the ball moving, but our kids never quit. And I think you got to give a great tip of the hat to Hastings High, and it was a great ball game and a great thing for the city, but it's hard to have a loser when again kids play this hard on both teams.
Thanks for giving up a home game tonight, Coach. This was great tonight.
You like this field?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll take this. We'll take this anytime.
All right, well.
See you next week.
You bet. Bye.
That's Bill Carlin, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, they win it here tonight over Hastings High, final score of 24-16. So that'll wrap things up in the field here tonight. We'll be on the road later on. We'll head to Sioux City. We'll get you Hastings College football coming up for you tomorrow. The Broncos start their 2010 season in Sioux City against Briar Cliff. Last two times we've been to Sioux City have not been very good for the Broncos up there. We were upset there a couple of years ago, so we'll find out what happens as Hastings takes on Briar Cliff tomorrow. 6 o'clock starting time, 5:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. That'll wrap things up for Jimmy Purcell, for Tim Frank, who is our spotter tonight in the booth, for Tyler Hervonik back at the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.